Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Yesterday, Joey Cantillo struck out 9 batters in 5 innings, and the Guardians beat the Marlins 5-2 to complete a 3-game series of Miami over the weekend. However, down in Cincinnati, the Reds lost to the Chicago Cubs 8-4. The Redlegs dropped 2-3 to Chicago. Both the Guards and Reds are off until Friday. The MLB All-Star Game will take place tomorrow night. And the University of Michigan Regents are expected to discuss an investigation to the culture of its athletic department on Thursday. As part of the review, a decision of the future on athletic director Ward Manuel is anticipated in the coming days. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. Call him at 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Come on, Joe!
Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Monday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He's Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis,
Wagwan.
How you feeling today?
Wagwan, you bless?
Oh, yeah. Feeling great. Exactly what you said. I'm with you.
You know, I had quite the weekend. It was very eventful.
Did you? Well, you had the birthday party, right?
I had the birthday
party. For your
oldest. That was stressful.
Well, it was an outdoor party. Did it end up staying outdoors?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But it was stressful because, like, Friday, we looked at the forecast and it said, you know what? Definitely going to rain. And not only is it going to rain, it's going to rain exactly when the party is supposed to be, because we're supposed to go to a water park. Exactly from 1 to 3 is supposed to rain. So we wake up Saturday and the question that everybody has is, are you still having the party? If you're not, what are you doing? So the pivot would be, well, everybody would just have to come to the house. Now, my wife invited like a lot of people. And that's a lot of people at the house. So clearly,
clearly
you don't want to do that.
No,
you don't want to do that.
But that's a risk you take when you invite people for a party that's elsewhere. If it's based outdoors,
correct.
You know what you're getting into.
Yes. So my wife all that morning is stressing. So we wake up that morning, check the forecast, and it says now that it's going to rain, but it's going to start at 3. Said, okay, the party's from 1 to 3.
Perfect timing. Said, if we can get nature to cooperate.
So I told everybody it's on, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to go, and if it starts raining while we're there, we'll just pack up and then bring it back to the house.
See, no. That would be, did the party start? Did we reach 5 innings?
Yes.
This is an official game. Sorry. Cake and ice cream at my house for me. Y'all can go home. Thank you for the gifts. Enjoy the time here. See you next year. We had at least 45 minutes of a party. That counts. You came here. You saw. You said happy birthday. GTFO.
So my responsibility that day was I had to go pick up the balloons, the cake, and the pizza.
Okay.
So I had to get all of that.
Not bad.
So,
I'm saying it wasn't like you had to make the cake. You're not grilling out for a 100 people. That's a reasonable.
I had to go to Walmart to pick up the cake, yep. Michael's to pick up the balloons, and we got the pizza from Costco.
Oh, well, you know what? I was with you until the pizza part, just because, I mean, did you
Costco,
have to?
Costco's, you get a big extra large piece for $10. Why would you not take that deal?
I ain't not aware. I mean,
and we got 7.
Tell you about this little neighborhood joint called Domino's.
I don't know nothing about them.
They have the app, and you can get a bunch of peaches for like $6. That's what we do when we have a bunch of people over, because you get all of it. You can get the pan pizza. You can get the New York style crust. You can get the thin crust. Is it the best pizza in the world? No, but when you're trying to feed like 50 people,
I mean,
it's not bad.
I just could have got DiGiorno's and just cooked them myself.
Wow. You went to Costco. You don't pizza shame me. I'm actually at a place where they deliver.
Hey,
Costco, listen, you have to have a membership to get in there.
At the end of the day, they all taste similar.
Oh my gosh.
So since you're someone who openly says that they love the tacos at Sheetz.
Yeah,
six
I will
for
eat those.
Six, correct?
That's right.
May I recommend the street tacos from Costco? Do they have those?
Those hit. Yes.
Really good. Okay. Yes.
And according to Dylan, you don't even need a membership to go in there. You could just walk in and go straight to the food.
No, that's not what I said. I said I still have my Costco credit card with my picture on it, but the membership is long expired. But all I do is flash that thing. No one's verified.
They make you scan it in.
Oh, yeah. Some of the ones the one I go to, they make you scan.
Well, I'm assuming me and you go to the same one most of the time, Tyvus.
You go to one of Polaris?
Yeah.
Yeah, you make you scan it in.
It's probably been like a year since I tried this scheme.
He waits. And I was going to say, you wait until you see like a mom with like three kids and they're all screaming. She's like, oh no, I forgot. And then he just is like, yep, good. And then walks past. That's how you do it. Yeah, that's the way to do it. 100%.
On. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Yeah, the Costco piece, it was, first of all, everybody loved it. I ordered 7 boxes.
Okay.
Too much.
Never a phrase that I've heard. Too much pizza.
Too much.
Nope, that just means more for later.
I can't. Every time I get these pizzas, I always get too much. And I'm trying to find the perfect amount. And I can't figure it out.
How many people were there?
I don't even know.
How many people were invited?
30-something.
Oh, okay. So in the 30s. So like 7 pizzas seems reasonable. If you have, yeah, I mean, that's
you would think.
Yeah.
You know how many extra pieces I left with?
How many?
3.
I think 3.
Okay.
2.5. Let's call it 2.5.
How many children under the age of like 6 were there? Like, would it account for more than half of those people?
Under six?
Yeah. Let's say under 8.
Probably.
I'm just saying like kids, not like kids who are now like hitting adolescence. Yeah, no, eat.
Like my daughter's friends.
Yes. Right. How many of those, was that like a third of the crowd, a half the crowd? I'm saying because you have
typically everybody that was there had kids.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how many of those people are also like fitness douchebags? Because then you have to factor in they're like a third of a person.
How many people there?
The kids are like half a person.
Let me think about
it. So it messes with your numbers.
None.
No? Okay.
Me. All right.
Okay.
Incorrect. Well. You're one of those things.
Yeah.
The only person that cares about day weight is me.
Okay. So that's good. So you had some healthy eaters there, but then you had some kids. And so you have to do the math. There's fractions involved there because it gets like,
you know what?
This kids don't eat like a full person.
My new rule. I don't care how many people my wife invites. 5 boxes. That's it.
There you go.
5.
Hey.
Maybe 4. 5.
Actually, you know what?
That's the maximum.
Survival of the fittest when it comes to pizza.
That's true because when I go to
first serve.
I don't know how you guys feel, but when I go to a party, if like, let's say they have pizza, you're at a family gathering of some kind or whatever. Or here at work, if they get like, you know, 7 or 8 pizzas, I guess. And like, if I get up there, get a slice, and then I go back and later there's like 1 box left and there's 3 or 4 pieces in it.
You leave it alone.
Yeah, but I'm also like, well, what did I expect? This is work pizza. This is like, if I'm at a family function, I'm like, what did I expect? I know I'm not eating here. We're going to hit a Taco Bell after we leave anyway. We know that.
That's a guarantee.
So I don't plan on them actually feeding me at these things. So I'm just saying like, yeah, but I'm on the other side. When I have people over, I'm like, everyone must be able to have a full Thanksgiving size meal.
Nah, I just want them to get at least one.
I'm saying I don't want people to be like, oh, they ran out of food. That's probably the move, though, is like get it to where you almost do run out of food, because most people shouldn't expect that. If they do, they're douchebags.
I'm about to say the least surprising thing to you guys.
I know what you're going to say.
Someone
bring your
who barely pays for their own food while they're here.
Yeah.
When I go to a party, my whole day is planned around it. If I don't eat right at that party, my whole day is ruined.
Okay, what is eating right? Like by the way, neither of us got invites to this party, which thank you, Tyvus.
Yeah.
Seriously, I didn't want to go. So thank you. I've been to enough kids' birthday parties. I know the drill.
Yes. I've spent hundreds of dollars on gifts for kids that aren't mine. I didn't need your kid added to that list.
No, so
exactly
right.
Not inviting me as well. Like, we got no problems here.
You know what?
I'm just kidding. I don't care. No, but honestly, but Dylan, like if you had gone to this party, what would be a reasonable expectation for you as for the amount of food you should have been able to consume?
I would have sent Dylan with a whole box. Here, take this whole box.
I mean, would have.
If a pizza, at least, at minimum, 2 pieces of pizza and then whatever else is going on.
We're talking triangles, obviously.
Yes.
If we're talking little square slices. Yes. Yeah, okay.
But
I'm just saying.
No, the little square. I don't know.
I mean, like, if I get two of those at a party, I'm kind of like, well, that's all I can expect. I don't know what they're going to have here.
Most sane human beings, when they're hosting a party, they make it well known, like, hey, the food is here and it's ready. Please indulge. Mm. But I've been to plenty of parties where there's psychos that they just put the food out and then don't say anything.
That's where
my role at the party is I'm breaking the ice. I will be the first person in line to get food to make it okay for everybody else.
That's a sacrifice I make for everybody else.
By the way, that is a little bit of, I'm just going to say, it's a little bit of skinny privilege, because like I can never do that. Because when I go to a party, if I'm the first one in line, they're like, oh, of course. Look at him. Look at him. There he goes. Wipe the flop sweat off, buddy. He's been eyeing that pizza box ever since it walked through the door. I gotta pretend like, well, pizza, I didn't even know it was here. It's like, I clocked it the second it came in. I have been waiting for it. I am sweating, but I can't be the first one in line. I cannot be.
They're like, save some for the rest
of
us.
Yes, yes, exactly. They're like, oh, or the one that I get a lot is like, oh, I know you'll eat some of this pizza. And it's like, yeah, what, because I'm a human or because I'm fat? Which one is it?
By the way, that's not even the craziest thing to happen. 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock.
I'll tell the story about the hit and run that I was involved in.
You were involved in a hit and run?
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Why didn't you stop, Tyvus?
He was trying to get to Chipotle. He was hungry.
After his party.
Yeah, he was trying to get his bowl, which we all know what that means. Yeah, he had to get some tortillas.
7 o'clock technically is Dom's fault. I'll tell you why. 7 o'clock.
Okay. There we go. So today, by the way, we have a thing we're doing. Fantasy football team names and punishments. I want your suggestions on that because I have a lot of them. I want to hear from you. I think it's about the time where people start to turning their eyes towards their fantasy football stuff. Next month, there's going to be a lot of drafts happening, of course. But now it's the planning stages, so I want to help you out with that. We'll be doing that all morning. Also, Conor McGregor made his return to UFC, and it did not go well. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning, folks, and happy Monday. All lanes and all portions officially back open as you're heading downtown right now. As you may remember, this entire weekend we had major portions closed out there, including 315 northbound at 70, as well as 70 eastbound between 71 and 315. All looking good, though. Roads opened back up about 5 a.m. this morning, so nice and easy going with drive time. Still no crashes to report out there as well. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fanitza.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, July 30th, and all email submissions must be in by July 27th. Enter today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a sunny start to the day, and that mostly sunny sky does continue into the afternoon. There's a very, very small chance of a passing shower later on today. Otherwise, plan on highs in the upper 80s to around 90. For tomorrow, warmer yet, lower 90s for a high with a heat index in the mid-90s under a mainly sunny sky. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Just when you thought afternoons couldn't get any dumber.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Your home for dumb. The Fan. Tyvus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Get up in the YouTube chat. Just go to YouTube, 971 The Fan. Click on T-Bone and Tyvus. Tyvus has promised at 7 o'clock an update on his hit and run he was involved in.
Yes.
And Dom, everybody's okay.
Yeah, it's Dom's fault.
Dom Tabari.
Yeah.
Good. That's good to know. Good that it's not your fault, Tyvus. I just don't want to be next to a criminal who's like, you know,
I'm explaining it.
Participated in a hit and run. That would be bad. Wouldn't go with that. So I saw that. I keep wanting to say Connor McDavid. It's not Connor McDavid. That would be much bigger news. Connor McGregor returned to the MMA octagon, not the ring. Every time I say ring, people are like, it's not a ring, it's an octagon. Fine. I hope you know that a ring is also not circular. It's square, but whatever. Who cares? The octagon.
But a ring is circular.
It's not.
I mean, if you think about what a ring is.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. An actual ring.
Here we go.
All the fight ring, quote unquote, everything that is fought in, they don't know what shape it actually is.
No, absolutely. That's why when I say, like, oh, he returned to the ring, and I get people like, it's the octagon. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm not on Dana White's payroll. I don't have to pretend like all these people do. It's a legit sport. Sorry.
Dana White's people can't rightfully identify the celebrities.
I saw that. He was pissed, too.
He's always mad about something.
Yeah. Well,
or mad at his wife.
Yes, or well, that in that case, you can apparently slap your wife around and everybody's fine. Everybody's fine with it when it's Dana White.
Stevenson, they called him Jalen Williams.
Yeah, that's right. And he just said, like, I gave this man millions of dollars. They didn't even know who he was. That's, well, I hate to break it to you.
Didn't they call Bud Terrence Crawford Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, they're like,
I feel like that's
did what that happen?
I feel like that might be. Was that really? UFC?
Their production team, there was like, there's a black celebrity athlete in the front row and we're at OKC. It's not SGA. It must be J-Dub.
They didn't have any concept of what was going on.
At UFC 306 in Vegas, they put Terrence Bud Crawford on the screen. It's terrible. Said, Grammy-winning rapper Kendrick Lamar. I thought Dave was just trolling at this point.
I was going to say, as a white guy, if I was in charge of any of that, as anyone, but especially as a white guy, I'm going to be like, are we sure? Are we really sure? I'm going to say, because I might say, like, I don't think that looks like some whoever you're saying it is, but we're going to, like, committee this. We're going to make sure we're right on this. God, yeah, that's a terrible look for the UFC. Anyway, also a terrible look when at least nobody had to really pay, you know, hundreds of dollars to watch this thing because now it's on, what, Paramount Plus? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to pay like $9.
Conor McGregor goes out, and I'm sure you've seen the highlight at this point, he just tries to do like a giant.
Like he was Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Just started off kicking, just swing, kicking, falls to the ground.
Yeah.
Max lets him get up. He kick again, fall to the ground. I'm looking at this dude like, is this his? I'm thinking this is his strategy.
I don't think it was. Well, maybe it was. Right. Maybe it was. That goes into the conspiracy theories on this because. Yeah. So Max Holloway is who he was fighting, and you're right. He looks at him like, do I go now? Can I hit him? Like, what are we doing? And then, obviously, he's not going to if he's hurt. And would the fight last? Like
69 seconds.
Nice.
Great number.
Go. Yep, absolutely right. So that was all they did, and that's how that went. And apparently now it's all over.
Max Holloway is a good sport for pointing out to the ref that he was hurt because it could have ended badly for him.
Sure could have. But yeah, it's, I don't know. Now there's the conspiracy theories that are out there that Conor McGregor was hurt before in the build-up.
Yeah, they said he was like, when he kicked his shoes off, when he walked in,
saw
he was
that.
Like limping. He limped a little bit or something.
There's a part where he's like, he's wearing some kind of slides or, I don't know,
Crocs
or something.
Yeah.
And he goes to take them off, and he steps out of one fine, and he steps on the other one. He doesn't want to put weight on that knee, and he kind of hops on the first foot that he was on and just kind of hops around and then gently puts his knee down, and people are like, oh, see, his knee was hurt.
But he came out and said he said he was fine.
I saw the video. I mean, they posted a video before the fight of him, you know, warming up. And I mean, he was jumping around and looked normal there. Like, I mean, didn't look like his knee was obviously hurting him. There was nothing that indicated that. So
it's unfortunate because before this was the time he snapped his ankle, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Well,
so, like, to see him do that, then the boom, to see him come back 5 years later and now he tweaked his leg, it's like, you might, it's time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had a good run. Your name, it will always be legendary for what you did. But it's like, it's done. Like, the body can't do it no more.
Yeah. He had a tweet saying all this stuff, but in the end, he was like, I will return. And it's like, please don't.
Yeah. Just let
it
go.
Yeah. You don't have to.
Now, even your core fan base isn't asking for you to come back. They might be asking for the opposite. They're like, you look terrible. The past two times you came out, you can't even stay healthy enough to even complete the fight. Like, please get your ACL surgery or whatever you did and then just please sit down.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I don't understand the logic at some level of, I want this guy to come back when he's clearly past his prime. I didn't understand the Mike Tyson stuff, where it's like, let's watch Mike Tyson box at 60. And it's like, why? Did you enjoy him when he was in his 20s and 30s as a fighter when he wasn't in jail? Like, did you enjoy him as a fighter? If so, then that's the memory you want, not the memory of him as a 60-year-old man trying to still make something happen. Now, people tune in to see the freak show, but Mike Tyson, fighters like him shouldn't be reduced to being a freak show. And if Conor McGregor wants to do that to his career, fine, go ahead. He can get another payday here in, what, 8 months or 10 months or whatever he gets recovered from this.
Another 5 years.
Yeah, whatever, right.
Do you think Dana White will keep doing that? Because I feel like Dana White's actually pretty good when it's like, all right, bro, it's over.
I feel like if he wants to come back and there's money to be made, he's not going to say no to it. I mean, even Max Holloway was like, oh, man, we need to do this a third time for sure. Yeah, I bet, buddy. I bet you do want to do it a third time.
So you can go again. in there inflating his wins off of nothing, though.
You can go in there and make a million or two in 69 seconds of not even fighting, then, yeah, I would be all for that, too.
Yeah, I feel like there are a few moments like this in sports, and this is a totally different, you know, endeavor that I'm about to bring up. But in auto racing, you have this where sometimes, like, I mean, this was last year's Indy 500, so 2025, this guy, Scott McLaughlin, was on the pace lap, like the warm up laps before the actual event. Like, they're getting the cars up to speed, and he was just weaving his car back and forth, and out of nowhere, he lost control of it and wrecked it. Like, you build up so much to an event like that. Indy 500, they have, you know, they plan all year for that event. This thing, I'm sure, how much time do these fighters take to train for something like this? It's months and months and months. To have that just blow up in like a minute, all that training. Well, and sometimes that happens when you actually get your ass beat. But like in this case, it was just, no, I got hurt or whatever happened before the fight. I don't know. Now it's all gone.
Well, you know, when I realized that Conor McGregor was going to lose, like, it was a guarantee that he was going to lose.
Oh, when was that?
When he slipped on the banana peel immediately?
No, when Drake put down a bet.
I didn't know there was a Drake curse.
Oh, my God.
Why did you not tell me?
When I seen that, I said, oh, well, he might as well cancel Christmas because it's over with.
I would have put Gianna's college fund up if I knew there was a Drake curse involved.
Hold on, let me find it for you.
You see, I think that's also the reason why the internet's mad, because a lot of degenerate gamblers were like, oh, Conor McGregor? I've heard of this guy. Yeah. Max Holloway? I've barely heard of him. Conor McGregor must be better. And I get plus 200, plus 250 odds. Give me Conor McGregor. I bet you there was so much money on Conor McGregor over the weekend.
Said he bet $1 million on that.
I wonder how much money Drake has lost gambling.
I mean,
I don't know, but obviously he should just give it to me because that's basically essentially what
he's doing. Could you imagine, if it was like, hey, instead of gambling this, because I know the lore is for him to like win, but if it's just like, hey, instead of going to take all this money, I'm going to put it into an investment fund, and then like, I'm going to take my 10%. My fans can have the rest. He'd be like the most popular guy ever. Like that, because he would still make money off of his wagers, but then he would also probably have a lot of fans would be taking part of that.
Said they asked Max about it afterwards, and he says he thinks Drake's actually a Max Holloway fan because we know what happens when he bets. So shout out to Drake.
Wow, that's damn. That's bad. By the way, we asked for your fantasy football team names. We'll be taking those throughout the day. Alex in the chat got us started with a few. He said best team names: Bijan Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Olave Garden.
Olave Garden, like that. Show me your
TDs.
Yeah, right?
That's okay. A popular one. That was in my one of my groups.
And Obi-Wan Mahomie. Okay. All right. Those are fine. He said best punishment: loser is everyone's personal beer/snack runner during the draft. Take a solo family portrait is another one. Either one of those. The solo family portrait one is pretty great. Like that's a pretty good look there. I like it. Keep those coming. Tweet them to us too at Bone and Tyvus 971. Did Tom Brady give the Seahawks advice on how to beat his former team in the Super Bowl? We'll tell you in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Slowdowns that we're noticing in New Albany, 161 eastbound by 62. There's really no other problems to talk about right now. 270 at 315 on the north side, moving just fine. 70 east of Wilson Road as you make your way towards the city. That's looking nearly perfect. And even 33 westbound at Gender Road. No issues right now, but if anything changes, we will definitely let you know. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Results.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Well, the Bills got their first win. Buffalo, anyway. Did you see this bison?
Oh man, I'm watching it right now.
this video, it came out.
Turned the clock back, didn't he?
Yeah, there was a man at Yellowstone, I think is where this was. It was a bison that is, apparently they're in rut, Tyvus. Do you know what the rut is for a bison?
No.
Means they're like, they're ready to go. Yeah. Between now and September, I guess, is their mating season. So there's like male bison that are just like, they're going crazy. They got all the energy, I don't know if they have testosterone. I don't know what they have, but they have something. And they're going. They're ready. They're excited. And so that means sometimes they're volatile and they just attack people. And so this guy and his grandson are walking, and it looks like from this video, pretty far away. They're not close to this thing. They're maintaining a safe distance. But they stopped, took a photo of this thing. The bison didn't like it. He gets up and starts running towards him. And there's a stand of trees that they're behind, and this bison goes right through him and finds him. And all this video, you can see it. We tweeted out at Bone and Tyvus 971, where bison is just chasing this older man around. He's like in his 60s, I think.
65 years old.
Yeah. And he ends up getting eventually flipped over by the bison. He goes like 8 feet in the air.
For a second, when he took off moving like that, he looked like he was 21 because was weaving them trees.
Oh, he was, yeah. And I thought he was going to get away. So he does initially get away from the bison. His grandson, by the way, is there too. And I feel for like...
I don't even know where he is.
Well, I guess the bison didn't care about that. Cared about this old man, I guess, but... He chases him his first time, and the guy kind of gets away from him. And then the bison gets stuck in a tree. He gets his like horn kind of stuck on a little smaller tree. And at that point, it's like, just get out of there. But instead, he stands there like, I don't know what to do. Then it got loose and came after him again.
It launched him.
And they said that people who saw this, they were like, not sure what to do. But then once the guy got flipped over, I guess the bison was standing over top of him, like deciding what it was going to do next. And so all these people, then they had the courage to run out and, you know, hey, stop. And they scared this thing away and it ran off. But yeah, crazy scenes.
I feel like we have copied and pasted this story before, like not us personally, but this is not the first time that I've heard of someone getting hit by a bison in Yellowstone.
Yes.
Why do people continue to try to take pictures of the bison and get close enough to the bison?
Well
he was off, like,
if you watch this video, I mean other than being in a car, I guess the answer is, so this, what this was a campground. So these were people who are like camping there, and I guess this bison ran through and just was tearing up stuff. And so people were getting out of the way. This guy looks like he was coming from somewhere else and just was walking down the road. Maybe like, you know, a campground. Sometimes you got to walk up to the front to go get,
right,
you know, whatever, wash your clothes, or maybe he's just going on a walk with his grandson. It's something they do. And then it looks like he comes around the corner and it's like, oh, there's a bison. But it was so far off in the distance, I could understand how he's thinking. It wasn't like he walked up to it and was like, oh, hello, little guy. Like, it wasn't one of those situations. So that's why I feel for this dude.
He was probably like 20 yards from it, and him and the kid stopped to take pictures. That's where you messed up.
Yeah, you probably,
just keep on moving, buddy.
Well, someone pointed out, and again, I am far from a bison expert, but someone in the comments who clearly had to be a bison expert, why else would they weigh in, right? It's the internet, after all. We have rules. But this person said there's a white pickup truck that kind of drives past.
Correct.
And that's when the bison like stands up and starts running.
That's
The thought, and then that guy in the pickup truck's like, oh crap. And he like drives away. And then it's like, poor old man just standing there like, I was fine until the truck came through. Playing highlights from Jim Kelly back in the day just to piss off this bison. It was like, how dare you? 3 straight Super Bowls. Was it 3?
4.
4. God. Oof. That's rough. Anyway, so be careful. If you're going on any summer vacations and you see a bison, do not engage. Do not be a part of it. So I teased the Tom Brady situation. I didn't see all this on Friday, but apparently it kind of blew up Friday. This was from the Dan Patrick Show. Mike McDonald, who is the head coach of the Seahawks, not the singer of Yacht Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McDonald had the following to say. He was asked about, did he seek out any help from anyone in the lead up to their Super Bowl victory? Did he reach out to any unorthodox sources to try to get some intel or some insight on how to coach up his team in the Super Bowl. Here is what he said.
Who did you seek advice from going into the Super Bowl that might surprise me?
Well, I wouldn't have surprised. I called John Harbaugh and I talked. He was great. Probably can't mention one guy that really helped us out that had some conflict of interest.
can we guess?
Sure. I don't know if I'm going to tell you, but go ahead.
Bill Belichick.
I'm not that cool.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You wouldn't have a phone call.
I've had a beer with Coach Belichick, and that was a pretty cool day.
Okay. But who else would we guess? Kyle Shanahan?
No, Kyle. No, right.
So they don't guess who it is, but the internet then took over after that interview and said,
of course they did.
Who would have a conflict of interest more than Tom Brady? He's
an owner?
Current NFL owner, yeah, of a team that's not the Seahawks, hired one of the guys from that coaching staff to be his new head coach, right?
Yes.
And Clint Kubiak.
Yes.
So they were, may have been some contact prior to the actual, because you know how that stuff works. You're not tampering, but I mean, these guys go interview for stuff in between while they're working on, you know, in between games. Then also, he is literally known as Mr. Conflict of Interest because of his job as both a commentator and an owner. That in itself is a conflict of interest the NFL is okay with. Of course, the team they're playing is the Patriots, so
he want to see them lose.
I mean, I don't know why he would. They literally put a statue of him out in front of the stadium, but whatever.
Because I feel like it's like what LeBron's going through. It's like you don't really want to see that team move on past you. It's like, I won the championship. Y'all ain't nothing without me. Like, so I'll always be glorified because, like, y'all need me.
Enough to sabotage. Like, I understand if you privately sit there, if Tom Brady's like,
Tom,
I kind of hope I'm the only one that's successful. Like, okay, I think that's selfish, but it wouldn't surprise me that someone would feel that way.
Didn't they say that Tom Brady wanted to come out of, didn't they reach out to Tom Brady, the Broncos reach out to Tom Brady once, whatchamacallit, got hurt with his ankle?
Oh, yeah, did they?
I feel like that was a thing.
I feel like that's as real as them saying that they were going to temporarily hire Bill Belichick until he broke the record.
Well, hey, like, you know, it seems like Sean McDonough has no problems bringing back guys from that era would at least be open to the idea. But no, I feel like there's a difference between privately kind of saying, I hope my generation was the greatest iteration of this particular sport or this team or whatever, versus like, let me actively go and tell the other team how to beat my former team. Like, that just, like, if it ended badly, that'd be one thing, but
all I had to do was say go at Will Campbell, he got T-Rex on.
Maybe that's what he said.
Well, and that worked.
But also, what inside information / intel does Tom Brady have on a team that he last played for in January of 2020?
Well,
like, what insight is he given that the coaching staff doesn't already know themselves?
I would say the difference is twofold. One is Tom Brady is the type of guy. Now, I don't know what his and Vrabel's relationship is. Obviously not as close as he and Diana Rossini. But like, if they're still relatively close, maybe Vrabel confides in him a little bit. You know what I mean? There's that. Also, Tom Brady does have that. Again, this is the whole conflict, is that he has access to information via his job where he can find out about things that maybe other people can't, or that isn't public news yet. So, yeah, I mean, that is what I would say. It's not about him being, you know, 5 years ago, he can look at it how to do this. But even if it's just something as simple as, I watched the film and here's what I see. Like, you're getting help from Tom Brady when he doesn't work for you. And he actively was one of the, you know, parts of the, you know, best time for Patriots fans. I can understand Patriots fans being really pissed off if this were true. Now, it doesn't appear that it is, because radio host Zach Gelb shared this nugget over the weekend. He said, I reached out to Mike McDonald to get clarification on his comments on the DP show. I asked if Tom Brady was the person with the, quote, conflict of interest that gave input to the Seahawks. Mike told me it wasn't Brady that he was talking about in the interview. So he is denying that that is the case. So the conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Conspiracy theory 101. Just when you get a no, that just proves that it's probably more true.
I just
that's
wish
exactly what a conspiracy
he would have said, like, the person instead of the guy. Because
yeah,
then it would have been Diana Rossini.
Absolutely.
Rumors.
Yep.
Like, that's what, yes, I wanted.
That's right. Yes. That could have been way more. And God, wouldn't that be dicey if that was Diana Rossini was like, oh, no. Yeah. I I enjoy hanging out with Mike Vrabel, but I like to give people info whenever I can. Saying that as delicately as possible. One of the teams in the World Cup has a coach who sounds like he's part of their lunatic fringe. You'll hear from that guy next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
The road's still looking nice and green on our Time Saver traffic map, especially towards that east side by the airport. Whether you're heading 270 in that southbound direction or 670 westbound towards the city, not giving you any issues on this Monday morning. A little bit slow moving, I gotta say, though, for our friends in Delaware County. Of course, 23 in that southbound direction, an 18-minute commute between 36 and 270. If you can, take 71 south, a better way to go, looking at 9 minutes out there. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
The Fan has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
I had more than a few people ask me over the weekend, how'd that lemonade chug go with Tyvus? Well, he did it Friday. Did he break the record? Spoiler alert, no. However, you can see the attempt. The video of it is all there. Just go to 971 The Fan's Twitter account, Instagram, wherever you are on social. Find 971 The Fan. The video is there. You can see Tyvus and his lemonade attempt all in its glory. We also tweeted it out at Bone and Tyvus 971. So yeah, that's all there for you if you missed it. And of course, today we are taking your suggestions on the best fantasy football team names, also fantasy football punishments. If you've got those, we're taking them all day long. We'll have more of those coming up in a few minutes.
We got some bangers.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the
there's
trail.
Some good ones.
All right, all right. We'll get to those in a second. But this is what I tease. This is the English manager, England manager. I think he's actually German, but Thomas Tuchel. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has managed big time soccer around the world. Now he's in charge of England. England is in the final four of the World Cup. That's what we're down to now.
England. Were you sad when Norway lost?
I was. I liked Erling Haaland. Mm-hmm. I think I liked
he was
their
very
team.
Emotional.
They have a lot of great players there. He was very emotional, rightfully so. I actually tweeted out a video. If you go to my Twitter account, at Degenerate T-Bone, I tweeted out a video of the dumbest soccer dribble you've ever seen, and it's in that game because the Norway player has Erling Haaland wide open. All he has to do is play it to him. And so he's like, I shall do this myself. And then he just like dribbles into obscurity. And
you know why he did that?
So pissed off.
What's that? What was that player you was telling me about on Friday?
Oh, I tell you about a lot of
the one
players.
Guy who was he was dribbling the ball, and I said, you can do that?
Oh,
you got the cup, the one cup that you wanted that you never
that
got.
Was Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That dude can dribble
no,
like
it was,
crazy.
No, it wasn't.
Thierry Henry?
Yes,
Thierry
that's
Henry.
Who it was.
I got the Ronaldinho cup. Thierry Henry is the one I don't have. Yes,
by the
both
way,
of those guys, great dribblers.
Friday, I, in my one and only attempt, tried to get you that cup.
Oh,
and I got,
thanks.
And I got Grimace. So I gave it to Gianna instead.
Hey, you know what? That's
got,
better for her.
She got joy out of it.
Good. Yeah, that's right. That's what I've been doing when I get the Grimace cups. Now they just give them to Abby. So she's, I hate to say it. We got multiples. This
oh,
is bad.
Yeah, this is bad.
Uh-huh.
You saw, yeah, this is bad.
Yeah, dude. This
they
guy.
Had a two-on-one fast break
yeah,
situation
he just dribbled,
right here.
And he
slows
either,
down and
either,
let everybody catch
either
go
pass
for
it.
Either
pass it immediately or go right to the goalie and shoot it. But don't just dribble it around and then wait for everybody to catch up and then do what he does.
Oh, yeah.
I was so pissed about that. Anyway, interesting game. England wins this game. And after the game, you'd think the manager would be happy, but he's not. Here's what Thomas Tuchel, England's manager, that too. England's manager had to say this after the game.
We made life very, very difficult for ourselves today. The result is fantastic. We're in the last four. It's amazing, but not happy with the performance.
In what sense?
In every sense. It was, again, the commitment is there, but we made life very, very difficult for us in the way we played, how we played. Sloppy, a lot of technical mistakes, not fast enough, not repetitive enough. We were lucky today.
Was that the occasion, getting to the players?
I don't know, it's just... It's
mentality thing?
No, nothing. Oh, it's no mentality.
Well, if you're not happy with the players...
This is pure mentality. How can you ask about mentality now? This is pure mentality. It's not about mentality.
No, I mean when the players had the problem, was that the mentality? What was it?
There's no mentality problem. This is pure mentality. This is pure mentality. You can bottle it up and sell it.
Absolutely.
This is, yeah, so why is the problem for mentality? It's the quality of our games. That's it. It has nothing to do with mentality.
All right, so he was kind of mad at the team, mad at the reporter who was asking the question, mad at everybody. He's not happy with that performance. Here's the thing. Jude Bellingham, who's playing in this game, one of his best players. This dude's 23 years old, playing for Real Madrid, making a bag. Dude is like living his best life. He's got England in the Final Four, something England hasn't done since the 60s, basically. This is where they're at. And they asked Jude Bellingham after the game, one of his best players, hey, here's what your coach said. He said you guys sucked, and he thought you could have played a lot better. Here's Jude Bellingham's response to that.
The manager's actually not very happy. He said he was disappointed with the performance. There could have been more in many different ways.
Whatever.
I think he obviously believes there could be more from the team.
It's difficult out there. It's difficult. It's a tough shift. All the players are putting a very tough shift. So my thoughts and appreciation goes to the players who's out there who put in a great shift yet again.
Oh, my appreciation goes to the players, not the manager who's not out there running around. We're the ones doing the work. Shut his pie hole.
What is this? Rick Bonus versus Zach?
Zach Wins? I was going to say, well, Tyvus, can you imagine Urban is just going in on you guys after a tough but winning effort?
And then
you're just like, yeah, he's not out there though. So who cares what he has to say?
Oh, that's pretty much what they say.
That's how it went.
Urban would be like, get in here. Close the door. Yeah. Shut the door.
Now, to be fair, this is the difference, though, in like international soccer, is that like the manager doesn't have the power of like a college football player or like a college football coach. You know what I mean? Where they're like in that power dynamic, Jude Bellingham being like, yeah, man, you're wrong. Like, that's enough for everyone to say, oh, Thomas Tuchel, you stepped in it. Like, in college football, that probably wouldn't happen, right? In college football, it'd be like, the coach is the ultimate say-so, and you just kind of, whether that's right or wrong, that's how it goes. So I kind of like that this coach was like, yeah, we won, but not by enough.
He ain't out there. He ain't out there, so it don't matter.
Oh, no.
We got the dub.
Yeah, right.
We got the dub.
How did that go again? How did he say that?
Whatever.
It's so funny because he sounds like such a nerd, but he's literally one of the best players on planet Earth as far as soccer player goes. He's phenomenal.
And
he
took a page out of Conor McGregor's book.
I just could not give a bollocks.
So that's what he might as well have said.
I like that. I also, you know, going back to the fighting thing, I totally forgot to bring this up earlier. My guy, Paddy Pimblett, he got a victory in that fight. He choked a dude out, right? Yeah. I don't remember who he was fighting. But I don't know much about UFC. I don't follow the sport a ton. But Paddy Pimblett ended up on my radar for one reason and one reason alone. Years ago, he gave this answer right after a fight because he was in the like the post-match, post-fight, whatever, press conference. Yeah. And he's eating pizza. You will hear the sound of pizza in his mouth. And he gave this answer when he was asked if he enjoys, you know, the fact that he, you know, is in very good shape after these fights because you have to cut all this weight and everything. There's his response.
But do you ever miss the six-pack when you blow up between fights?
I'd rather be fat and happy than ripped. And like, these people who are ripped all year round aren't happy. I'm not arsed. I don't care what they say. This six-pack's sound. I look great, but I'd rather be fat and happy, lad.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
No, he's spot on.
He is so wrong.
Well, you know what I found out was after this fight, he had pizza brought to him because he's like, as soon as the fight's over, get me the real food. I would know I have to do this professionally. I respect that. So ever since then, Paddy the Batty, is that his name?
Yes. You see, I don't respect him because years ago he got asked about fighting Conor McGregor and he's like, no, we're both Irish. Like, I'm not trying to fight him. And now they asked him again after this. And now that Conor McGregor's coming off a broken leg 5 years ago and maybe a torn ACL. And he's like, yeah, I'll fight Conor. You'll fight him now that he's in his late 30s and two major injuries after the fact.
Is he Irish? I didn't know he was Irish.
I'm pretty sure they're both Irish.
Oh, okay. He's got that accent sounds like it's Liverpool. That sounds like all the Liverpool, you know.
Maybe they're both British, but.
Oh, maybe that was the thing.
I think they're both Irish.
Okay. All right.
But he has like this weird core niche fan base.
Okay.
Like, there's going to be people coming after me.
See, I don't know. I don't know much about, like, all I know is that quote. And then I saw, like, he now does his hair in cornrows. I saw that. And that's let him live. But, like,
is that cultural appropriation?
I don't know.
Are they doing that style in Ireland often?
I don't feel like I have the authority to answer on that. What I do know is I read that he said the reason he does it is because when he had just like his longer hair, people thought he was taking damage is what he said. It looked like, because every time his head would move, you'd see his hair flying. And so he thought it looked worse whenever someone would hit him. Like, oh man, he's really getting beat up out there. So he's like, fine, I'm going to tie my hair down to make it doesn't look like that. Now he says it doesn't look like he's getting knocked around.
According to the chat, Patty is English. So your recognition of his accent was spot on. So they're both British.
The Scouse accent. Yes. When I heard that, I was like, that guy sounds like he's standing in Liverpool.
Bet with Chris said he's from Manchester.
Oh, Manchester. Okay. Well, all right. Manchester. Liverpool. I'm sure it's the north. Adjacent. It's up that way. Yeah, sure. Why not? An NFL wide receiver is looking for a job, and he is convinced he's the right guy for your team and your fantasy football team names. Coming up next, T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still watching those slowdowns in New Albany, especially 161 and 62, getting even slower than the past 10 to 15 minutes or so. Also starting to see some delays really picking up in our southeast corner. We're talking 33 in that westbound direction at Pickerington Road right now. At least some good news here, though. So no crashes to report around the metro. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Yesterday, Joey Canelo struck out 9 batters in 5 innings, and the Guardians beat the Marlins 5-2 to complete a 3-game series in Miami over the weekend. However, down in Cincinnati, the Reds lost to the Chicago Cubs 8-4. The Redlegs dropped 2-3 to Chicago. Both the Guards and Reds are off until Friday. The MLB All-Star Game will take place tomorrow night. And the University of Michigan's Regents are expected to discuss an investigation into the culture of its athletic department on Thursday. As part of the review, a decision on the future of Athletic Director Ward Manuel is anticipated in the coming days. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-472-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's T-Bone. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bone and Tyvus.
All right, before I get to this story, Dylan, don't make me mad. You really just frustrated me.
What? How did I do that?
If you gonna know these Guardian players, like, one thing you gonna do is respect it. That's Joey Cantillo.
Oh.
Cantillo. It's Joey Cantillo.
I wanna say Cantillo. Pure Joey Hispanic Cantillo. Pronunciation.
Thank you.
It's pronounced wrongly either way, in my opinion.
Yeah. But there you go, Dylan. Yeah. Tell him how his name should be said.
I like that. I would have respected it more if you would have said what'd you say?
Cantillo.
I would have respected it more.
Was he the guy that almost ran off the field yesterday when there were two outs and they had to like yell at him to like go back out there? I thought
Cooper Engle still there? Because that's some stuff he would do.
I thought that, I could be wrong. I thought that was him. I don't know. But yeah, someone ran off the field. And like, you could see the guys were all like, no, get two outs. Get back out there.
Also, I'm going to be completely honest with you. The update music scared me. Like, I forgot that I had to do it. I'm over here looking at Patty the Batty videos. And then I hear the update music and I'm like, oh man, I need to do my job.
By the way, if I told my wife that I was looking at Patty the Batty videos, she would just assume the worst and I would be on the couch. I would be like, no, it's a guy who likes pizza and fights and has a Scouse accent. I don't know what to tell you. It's just, yeah, whatever.
Coach Beer said that you was on the same level as the Tortutillas guy.
Tortutillas.
My guy. I wonder how he's doing. I wonder how his week went.
All right. Let me
tell your story about this.
This is Dom. So this what happened yesterday. Dom had his, they had a surprise retirement party for Dom yesterday, and I was invited.
Oh, you were?
I was invited.
There was a surprise retirement party for Dom, and you were invited.
Correct.
Did he just invite former Ohio State players, or who did he invite?
No, it was, I've seen a lot of 10 TV people there. Seen Timmy Hall, Tim May was on, while I was leaving, Tim May was walking up.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Y'all invitation must have got lost in the mail or something.
There was an invite?
It was the Evite thing. So, you know, they, wrong numbers. Numbers probably got mixed.
Oh, it was in Bone's email and he doesn't
no,
check.
No, no, no. I check every day for Dom Tavares.
It was, you probably had something going on. But yeah, I seen Yolanda there.
It's very interesting.
Tracy.
I'm not hurt Jerry by this at Martz. All. Not hurt by this at all. I just
Angela.
I have had to sit through
Chris
of my
Tomer.
Life where Dom is like, hey, how about soccer players? What, they hired Lawrence Taylor? What do you think? Good, play soccer? Good? And I'm just like, yeah, well, you know, Dom, that's an interesting. I'm really nice when he says it. He's like, oh, soccer boy, they fall down a lot. Hey, I'm Italian. And then I have to sit there and listen. I'm like, yeah, but you know what, Dom? I appreciate everything you've done for the city, so I'll listen to him. Supporter. I can't tell you. I don't like these crew fans. They yell at me too much because I said soccer sucks. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of agree with them, but whatever. I maybe blocked you on Twitter a long time ago because I didn't want to read those tweets. But anyway, the point is, Dom, now, after all that, I was at the driving thing on Saturday. I was there to help out. They do a safe driving thing, a great charitable thing. I actually was out there sweating it out, helping out. I don't think Timmy Hall was volunteering.
It wasn't like
I volunteered.
But you can't blame Dom for this because Dom didn't send out the invites. He didn't know about it.
Apparently, whoever he talks to in his life, he was like, oh, Timmy Hall, I love that guy. I talk about him all the time. I bet you Common Man got an invite and didn't go. I bet you that happened.
I don't know if he didn't go. He definitely got an invite, though. He definitely got
was he there?
He wasn't there when I was there.
He didn't go.
People were showing up all the time.
Uh-huh, yeah,
They had Rooster's truck and everything.
Okay.
And
right.
What I liked about their Rooster's truck is they had the ranch. It's like, y'all got the ranch with the sauce? Ooh.
That's fine.
Delicious.
That's delicious. Anyway, I just want to point out, so you got invited. You worked here for two seconds.
Tim Hall.
I worked here my whole life.
Timmy Hall got invited.
I watched Dom. Dom started working here the year I was born. I've been watching Dom all my life. I've lived in Columbus. I don't get an invite to the retirement party.
What did you have going on yesterday at 3?
Nothing. I was sitting at home going, wish I had something to do. I'm kind of bored.
Anyway.
No World Cup is on.
Can I finish telling the story?
Sorry, go ahead. You got invited to this awesome party. I didn't get to go.
I went to Dom's retirement party. It was great. Nice turnout. Everybody
fantastic.
Had a good time.
Mitch McConnell got an invite. He also didn't go for some reason. We're not sure why. We don't know why he didn't make it. He's doing great, though. Doing great. He's fine. He's totally fine. Look at that photo. It's awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyways, I had to leave the party because I had to. Cardale was taking my oldest daughter to Target to buy her a gift because he missed our party. So he was like, I'll just take you to Target, which is what he likes to do. So I had to hurry up and get back. So I had to go with him to do such things.
Yes.
As I'm leaving, right, I'm driving home and I'm on the phone with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm driving, I just hear a boom, like this bird came flying.
A bird came flying. Where were you? Were you on 315?
No, I wasn't on 315. I don't think I was on home road quite yet. I don't know.
Okay,
somewhere.
All right, so you were on like a freeway. No.
I was on the road.
Okay.
So, boom. And it like hit the grill of the car, hit the windshield, and then flew over the top.
Really?
And I like slowed down, looked in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the gas. I got out of there.
It's so this is what you're calling a hit and run.
Hit and run.
I guess by the definition of it is, but it's a bird. What are you supposed to do?
Was it a goose?
No, it wasn't a goose.
People would be up in the back up.
Should have thrown it in reverse, Terry, and run it back over.
If it was a goose,
people would have expected you to take it to the hospital.
No.
It was a bird.
No, hit it. Go in reverse and run it over again.
They're an endangered species, and everyone cares about them, even though they're gang members.
They can't be an endangered species because literally I've gone to Gander Mountain and like Cabela's and every winter they're like, get your geese decoys and get your geese calls. And they shoot them in the face. How can they be endangered? You don't see polar bear like, get your polar bear decoys out. Those are endangered.
Wait a minute. What do we
have? They shoot geese. I swear to you, people hunt geese. There's no way they're endangered.
In Columbus that we had to bring sharpshooters for?
Oh, deer.
Yeah.
It's the deer.
That was, wasn't that in like, I could be making this up. It was either
Westerville, wasn't it?
It was either Westerville or Worthington.
No, Worthington.
It was Worthington. Yes, where they're just like letting guys go out there with the AK-47 to just mow down deer.
Trees, just sniping deer.
Did you see? I just was all viral videos all day this week. Apparently, did you see the Russian guy on the? I think it was a tank or some kind of military vehicle.
Oh, where he spins down,
shoots him, and he spins around, and the guy working with him is standing right there, and he's
to get out. Ducks. Yeah.
And if he doesn't duck, it's a very different video. A video that's not getting shown anywhere.
Speaking of viral,
I just pictured that's who was out there mowing down deer on Worthington.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
That's some friendly fire going on right there. Did you see the video of the Usher, Dave Chappelle, showing up at Usher's concert?
No, I saw the video of Usher wearing the four jersey, and everyone thought that was in Cleveland. And everyone's like, oh, is he saying something? He turns around, he was just like on the back, it just said Usher, and he's like, I don't give two craps about your stupid quarterback battle. Who cares?
You have
losers.
To go see this video. Usher is in the middle of performing a song as he's like walking down the stage, like into the crowd. And you know how when you recognize somebody and you stop and like, is that
Dave Chappelle in the crowd?
Dave Chappelle? And Dave Chappelle just walks in and just casually throwing money in the air. It was like, what is wrong with this?
Why was he doing this?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But it was the look on Usher's face when he recognized like, Dave Chappelle?
But he wasn't invited on stage. He just started walking up.
He was in the crowd.
Oh, I see. Usher's like got the shirt off and everything. Is this the video? He's got all the ladies with him. He's got the shirt off. This is all right.
Old Dave Chappelle.
There he is.
He just walked into the
Oh man, that's so good.
Sorry,
this is the radio, and I know this does good, but we'll tweet it out at Bone and Time is 971. I'll make sure I post. That is ridiculous.
Geese are protected, not endangered. Two, there might be something to the Usher thing in Cleveland because he used to be a part owner of the Cavs.
Yeah, he did.
He's in the inner circles of the Cleveland sports community, so maybe he was.
I swear to you, he wore that Usher jersey just so everyone would go, and then he turned around and said, Usher on the back, and he was like, I'm taking this off in 5 seconds anyway. Don't worry.
But why would he choose number four? Because
he wanted everybody to do exactly what we're doing and mention it. He wanted to go viral. He wanted to get the thing. Yeah. All right. By the way, that Dave Chappelle meme of him just smiling and sipping whatever he's drinking with Usher looking at him, that meme will feed families because that is too good. Oh, my God. The internet has waited for moments like this. This is what we've prayed for. This is awesome. All right. I swear we're going to get to some of these fantasy football names. I didn't even get to what I teased in the last segment. We hit birds, and I got mad at Dom Tabari, and Dave Chappelle walked on with Usher.
And I still got to talk about the Waffle House.
Oh, we got
to do that at 8:30. Josh coming on at 8:30?
Josh is coming on at 8:30.
I was with Josh. Right. We'll talk about it at 8:30.
Well, do I want to go? Fine. Sports team is sold, and it costs a lot of money. I'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good Monday morning to you. If you are an East Side driver traveling downtown, a major heads up. We are noticing backups after a crash 70 in that westbound direction at Kelton Avenue. We have not one, not two, but three right lanes that are blocked. Backups, traffic now extending, even passing 70 and 33 over by Bexley. Folks, get off 70 if you can. Once again, if you're heading towards the city and just take East Broad Street to make it downtown. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
Bishop and Friends.
I've been fighting this fight for about a year with NBC. I finally got him on kind of a longer, flowing, hopeful look.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a sunny start to the day, and that mostly sunny sky does continue into the afternoon. There's a very, very small chance of a passing shower later on today. Otherwise, plan on highs in the upper 80s to around 90. For tomorrow, warmer yet, lower 90s for a high with a heat index in the mid-90s under a mainly sunny sky. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
Question from a listener. Do you dopes ever get tired of talking about Ohio State? No. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan. In terms of the Waffle House menu, Tybus covered and smothered his opponents. Meanwhile, T-Bone is a chunk of hash who's often covered in gravy. I'm not sure what that means either. This is T-Bone and Tybus.
Apparently, I didn't get the invite to the big Dom Tabari retirement surprise party like Tybus did.
You gotta let it go.
Well, I see. There may be some reasons why. Chris in the chat said Dom didn't send out the invite, which, of course, that makes sense. Golf Central Ohio said Dom hates T-Bone. That's probably more accurate. Then it was Rusty said they had a food budget and Bone wasn't invited. That's probably what it actually was.
You would have ate up all the roosters.
Yeah, that's all I would have. That rooster's truck would have been cleaned out. Sorry, folks, we're done. No, that's, you know, I'm not hurt by it at all.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, right. I'm fine. It's all fine. I'm good. Thomas, why don't you read some dumb fantasy team names so I don't have to be miserable about this? I didn't get it.
No, let me go. Look. Well, like, did you want mine?
Do you have some?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Obviously, the Hawk Tua is the easy money. Baby got Dak.
Ooh, baby got Dak. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
And
I like
that. Kittle corn. Not kettle corn. Kittle corn.
Okay.
You like that?
I do like, I mean, it's okay. I think Baby Got Dak is my favorite of those ones. Here are some from our chat. Bet with Chris. My team name is April Showers Brings A Flowers. That's good. That went a little bit of a waste, but that's good.
Have to have Zay Flowers. Like, okay, so for some of these, do you have to have the player to use the name?
You don't have to, but I mean, I think it, I like those ones. I saw a few people in the chat saying they don't like to use the player names. I would prefer to use a player name in a fantasy
best one of the day. Two girlies, one cup.
Yes. Well, that's
fire. I hope he wins every year. I really do, because that is fire.
He's a porn star.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. But it's spelled, is it Todd Gurley, obviously, is part of that. Is Cooper Kupp? Yeah, yes. Okay. Teammates, right?
Yeah, they were.
Former teammates?
What's Cooper Kupp doing?
I don't know if they're overlap or not.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I think that, well, I don't
Ty know. Ty Gurley was on top of the world, and then he just fell off.
Yeah, he did. AJ Hawks to us says, Vrabel's booty call. Kayshon Booty. That's good. That's got legs.
That's good.
That's got legs is what Mike Vrabel said whenever he talked to one of his favorite reporters. Alan said Achilles heels has been my team name for a few years, but spelled like Achilles Smith,
yes.
Former Bengals quarterback, which, yes, very good there. Also, going back to something else we talked about, Alex said get hit by a bison is definitely a white person story. Well, it does feel like something that my people would do more is say, let's go towards the wild animal. That does seem like, I mean, when you were talking about hitting the bird, Tyvus, I did want to know.
The bird hit me.
Who ended up on the ground?
The bird.
Okay. So the
it hit me.
I mean, it flew in front of you and you didn't avoid it.
No. To be honest with you, I don't recall.
I don't recall. I have to say, I plead the fifth. I don't recall. Now, what I wanted to do there was ask you, as a nature lover, what kind of bird do you have?
It was a black one.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Was it large?
I'm glad the people enjoy the black stuff.
I just could not give a bollocks.
I don't know what's going on. So
why would you say it?
So hang on. So was this a small bird or a large bird? Because if it was a large bird,
was not a large bird.
Okay, so a larger bird would be like a crow or even a raven. So that would have been, maybe. If you hit a raven, like that would be a bad, a crow too, that would be a bad thing. They form friendships. Crows, yeah.
They form right in front of my car.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was speeding, I would, like, feel bad. I was actually going under the speed limit at the time.
So it's really on the bird.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, if you hit a crow, like, one, the crows.
It might have been a crow.
They're smart.
That's the crazy part.
Did you know crows can, like, mimic, they can mimic sounds? So, like, a parrot, they can do that.
People don't know what it mimicked.
Fine. All right. I'm trying to help you understand that these birds are important. They're not like your just average, you know, garden sparrow. They're intelligent. These birds can actually they use tools to like sort out problems. They can use a tool to like get a treat out of a little tube.
A bird got 9 lives. It's cool.
No, it's this thing.
No, they don't. You know
what? That's cats. Enemy of birds. Also enemy of birds. Tyvis Powell, apparently. Yeah. The last thing I'll tell you about bird facts and we'll move on. Crows. Do you know what a group of crows is called? Not a flock.
I was going to say a flock.
No, a murder.
A murder?
A murder of crows.
It was a murder. All right. It definitely was a murder.
By the way, Tyvis brought
out
up...
Out in the streets, we call it murder.
Tyvis brought up ranch when he was at Dom's retirement party that he was invited to and we weren't.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
My kid has been making me make her cranch, which is... Ketchup and ranch together.
Oh, no.
But she's a snob about it because she doesn't actually like ketchup. So she'll taste it and she'll be like, this is too tangy. Too much ketchup. Send it away. Send it away. Come back once you add more ranch.
First off, cranch sounds like something that's going to be a problem. That sounds like something that's going to be a problem in like 20 years in like, you know, trailer parks and rural areas where it's like, oh, what's going on with this city? It's like everybody's on cranch. They're all on cranch now and we can't stop it. It's an epidemic. That's
Heinz,
one.
I'm pretty sure has an iteration of it.
Well, they have
mayo chup,
which
mayo chup.
Why do they call it KO? Ketchup. Wouldn't that be better?
I like
that. Then you get a boxer involved to like KO, like KO. I'm trying some chup. KO. Yeah, that would be great.
They have a few hybrid products.
That's stupid. Mayo chup.
Yeah, let me look them up. Name. They got mayo chup, mayo must.
How do you say it? How do you say
that's
the
so dumb?
What is the correct way to say it? Is it Worcester's Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire sauce.
People say it.
I've heard
people say it. I always say Worcestershire. Worcestershire is how I say. I have no idea how you're supposed to say it.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. Don't even. It's wash your sister sauce. I've heard people call it that. It's. Yeah. I don't know how to say it. It's like a lot of, I take it that's a British name of something. And then we've had to try to say it. And of course, over there, they just chew on marbles when they talk to like, oh, it's a
Worcestershire.
So try to say it like we're looking at the letters that are in it. And we're like, well, that's how that's pronounced. And it's clearly not. So like with anything else, cost of buying things is going up. That's the same for sports teams. Did you see what the former Niners limited partner, like means part owner, Vinod Khosla, this man and his family have purchased the Seattle Seahawks. So selling their shares in the Niners, buying the Seahawks.
Okay.
Because that's been up for sale since the Super Bowl.
You can't do that.
No, you can't. Jimmy Haslam did this.
Jimmy was a part owner. You can't go from the Niners to the Seahawks. That's rival.
I mean, Jimmy Haslam was a part owner of the Steelers, and then he bought the Browns. Like, so... I understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you, the guy who signs your paychecks did that exact thing.
That's why Tyvis excuses everything that he does.
Yeah. He's a genius. I take back my previous statement.
Okay. So did you guys see how much this team sold for? Here are the comparative numbers.
$14 billion.
No. Okay. Well, way to undercut what I was just... it's actually the bargain basement price of $9.612 billion. It's incredible. So the last NFL franchise to go for sale was the Washington Commanders, which was bought by a group led by Josh Harris, purchased for $6 billion in 2023. So that was 3 years ago, but...
What happened to Dan Snyder?
Oh, lots of things. Bad. The man couldn't come to the U.S. for a while, I think, because he had some investigations going on. I don't know if he still can. Before that, the Walton Penner family, the Walton being the Walmart, Walton family.
Yeah, they bought Denver, didn't they?
Denver for $4.6 million. So what I'm saying is Denver went for $4.6 million. Then Washington goes, like D.C. goes for $6 billion.
Isn't Magic Johnson a part of that?
I think you're right in some way, shape, or form, like a small part of that ownership group. This group buying Seattle. Now, yeah, I know they won the Super Bowl, but when you look at the market size, like Seattle is a bigger growing market for sure. There's a lot of wealth there, but it's not DC, like as far as prestige and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked that it's not just like a little bit more than the Commanders. It's like 30% more than the last NFL team sold for. That's wild
is
to me.
Is it because it's coming off of a Super Bowl?
I cannot imagine that that's why.
I mean, it adds to the value to that extent.
What I'm saying is not for 30%.
Right.
Think of, again, see, the Seahawks are a great organization. They do a lot of great things right. I'm not trying to disparage them in any way, shape, or form. You're telling me what would the price tag be if the Bears came up for sale? You know what I mean? Like think about how much more prestigious some of these franchises we're talking about. Seattle was an expansion team from the 70s that has obviously blown up and become massive. But if the Cowboys came up for sale, if the New York football Giants came up for sale,
if the Cowboys come up for sale, that's like 20.
Well, we used to say it's probably going to be a $10 billion franchise. No, it's going to be like, it's going to be how much more than this would it be? Like, that's what I'm saying is, it's insane how how quickly these prices have grown.
Isn't Dallas considered like the number one sports franchise in all the sports? Like,
it's one of three, right? But like, here are some other numbers. The Lakers, they were valued at $10 billion when Mark Walter bought them back in 2025 from the Buss family. I want to say, didn't the Celtics just sell not too long ago? That's Boston.
Yeah, they did.
And I feel like it was like in the $4 to $7 billion range. Massive numbers, but the Seahawks selling
for $6 billion.
All right, there you go. Like to be that much bigger. I know the NFL TV money helps out with this, but my God, to be like the Seahawks are selling for almost as much money as the Lakers. That shocks me. I never would have expected that. 2 minutes away. Looks like Michigan may finally be moving on from one of their biggest idiots. We'll tell you about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still seeing some slight delays for our friends in our southeast corner by Canal Winchester and even Pickerington. It's on 33 in that westbound direction at Pickerington Road. So just a reminder, as you're making your way out the door this morning, looking a lot better, at least for our friends in Madison County. Good morning to you. 40 East is about a 19-minute commute between 42 to 270. Definitely take 70 East if you can. That's looking at 12 minutes as you're heading towards 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. No, I've never heard of the band on T-Bone's shirt either. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Okay, a few things. One, Tyvus has learned a valuable lesson during the break, which is if you're going to read a team name out loud, we've had people sending in their fantasy football team names all day. Read it out loud. Read it in your head before reading it out loud, just because in the break, you're just reading these as you see them. And one of them, I cannot read it the air.
Cam Young is out of his mind.
In the YouTube chat. It involves Kareem Hunt, and then it involves someone named Mike. And then it just,
I'm not even going to try
to do anything with that, but it. It was so we're gonna reset. Just reading it out loud, and then as soon as you say, you went, oh no. Yeah, oh no is right. We can't have that on it. So anyway, we'll read some of your team names once we verify that they are readable on the air. But please send those in, keep them going at Bone and Tyvus 971 on Twitter or in the YouTube chat. Go right ahead and do that. Also, I saw this from Chris G, who said there was a report of an American bald eagle being struck by a car yesterday. Tyvus. Then he said, just kidding. So hopefully that is a just kidding. Hopefully that didn't happen. But Tyvus told us about how he hit a bird with his car earlier today.
The bird hit me. It was suicide.
Oh, man. Now we're throwing allegations.
It was the bird.
The bird. Oh, well, whatever. Yeah. You know what? RIP to the bird. At least did you stop to make sure that it had like, because sometimes people recommend if it was off to the side. But if you hit a bird or an animal of some kind and it's struggling, the thing you're supposed to do is, if you can, help put it out of its misery.
Oh.
What's he supposed to do?
Don't let it suffer.
You ever supposed to curb stomp it?
Have you ever seen Me, Myself, and Irene. A long time ago. When the cow was on the road and he like shot it.
Yes.
And it wouldn't die. So he like choked it out. That's
right. You have to do. Got to go grab it and do what's right for it. My favorite part of that movie is when he lets the woman cut him in line at the supermarket, and then she ends up having like three carts worth of groceries. And
yeah,
he hops onto the mic and
had to get a price check.
Yeah, price check. That scene was great. All right, so anyway, yeah, so keep them coming. You can tweet us at Bone and Tyvus 971. Like I said, so Michigan apparently is moving on from one of their big idiots. So Ward Manuel's been the AD there for a long time. He's overseen a lot of alleged cheating, both on the field and off, shall we say. Although, well, am I wrong? Sharon Moore had a very scandalous cheating affair. Not the same one as vacuum cleaner salesman did, but whatever. They have their issues up in Michigan. So apparently it is expected. This is according to ESPN. Sources told ESPN that they are going to be releasing some of the findings from their review that they've done, where they hired the law firm to review the athletic department and all the stuff that went on during the Sharon Moore situation, among other things. Sources told ESPN that as part of that review, a decision on the future of Ward Manuel as the AD is expected in the coming days. Now, a university spokesman told ESPN on Sunday the school had nothing to report and declined further comment. But allegedly, there's going to be some kind of meeting of all the bigwigs there this week. They're going to release the findings of some of this report, and then there's going to be a discussion about Ward Manuel. So if this news is coming out now, that seems kind of like it's a...
And he knew about the page Shriver? Is it
Shriver?
Shriver?
Yeah, we don't know what he knew, but this is part of this investigation is if his job is in jeopardy, you would think that's been one of the big questions is... What did the Michigan brass know and when did they know it? Because among some of the, like, I don't want to say, it's not even the reporters, it's like the internet circles around college football. There was just a lot of smoke around Sharon Moore may have had an affair with someone. This was like joked about over the course of last season.
Yeah.
Pretty loudly.
It was on their message boards.
It was on a lot of messages. Right, yes.
I got a buddy up there that was like, yeah, we kind of knew about this a long time ago.
Well, the message boards can say whatever they like. You know, I mean, people post whatever they want on those things. But that one was one that seemed to have a lot of traction. And it seemed like it wasn't going away. And then I saw, like, journalist types kind of hinting that there was something, but who knows? Like, no one would say what it was for sure. If it was that openly being kind of joked about, the thought has always been, how would someone in the athletic department not have known about it? If it was a situation where what is alleged by her is that, among other things, like that he got her pregnant, like that's a situation where you would think the athletic department would have been aware. Players supposedly were saying they knew what apartment she had because she lived in an apartment complex that some of them lived in, and they would see their coach's car there randomly. At times where it wasn't expected.
Oh, he wasn't hiding it then.
No, it sounds like, again, these are all alleged. This is just what,
maybe if some of this comes out. You ain't hiding it.
Ward Manuel being on the job during that obviously doesn't look good. If any of that knowledge was reported to the athletic department and they tried to hide it or they tried to suppress it, they didn't go through their usual protocols, that would be bad. But also, it's not the only scandal. We obviously mentioned how, like, everybody who was on that Michigan staff is either in the NFL or in a show cause penalty, right? That won the national championship a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So you got that problem. You had the Juwan Howard debacle where you hired him, and among other things, he's fighting coaches and his, like, other coaches and his own assistant coaches in the building before he ended up getting canned.
He was just trying to grab him by the face.
Yeah. Well, as you do, right? Whenever you go meet somebody for the first time, you're like, hey, how's it going? Let me grab your face. Was it Greg Gard? Was that who he did that to at Wisconsin? Was that who he was trying to fight?
Yeah.
I think it was Wisconsin. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, there's been a lot of scandal with the Michigan program these last few years.
I saw that 12 members of the national championship team staff and the AD, they were forced out in some way. They didn't leave on their own will.
If the AD is forced out, right, which we don't know yet, but that's what it's looking like is going to happen.
So he's the last of the Mohicans.
Pretty much. I guess you could say that. That's one way to put it. Like, I don't know, man. There's there's just a lot up there at Michigan that I'm sure a lot of their fans have kind of gotten tired of it. Sure, they weren't tired of winning the national championship, though. So I don't know how they'll square that ultimately if it does end up that he ends up leaving. You got a national championship out of basically him and everybody else looking the other way on the on-field cheating stuff. And then you got a bunch of scandal from them looking the other way, allegedly, on the off-the-field cheating stuff.
Will Ward-Manuel get another job if he...
Hell no.
No.
If he gets fired.
He was a Michigan guy. I mean,
he guy. Got a basketball national championship, football national championship.
Well, right.
He did do that.
That's true.
I mean, you could say he knows how to hire, but
God. I mean,
that's like 70% of the battle.
I agree with that part. And the one thing you can take away from his tenure, if this is the end of it, is that, yes, the championship you just won with Dusty May, that one's great. But even there, you wonder how much Dusty May knew. Like, I know everyone just assumed, oh, he just wanted to go to the NBA. He never wanted to stay in college. He had to get out of Michigan. Maybe that's true. But maybe he also was reading the tea leaves and going, oh, they're hiring who to investigate what? Like, not for him. He's just like, it's about to be.
To do with him.
No, but it's the athletic department. It's turmoil. It's upheaval. Maybe I don't want to be around for when all this comes down. Maybe I don't want to deal with all that. Maybe that entered into his thinking, too, when the NBA comes calling. But either way, Ward-Manuel looks like he's on his way out. So, okay, just throwing it out there. Michigan's got two national championships in the last 5 years in the big, you know,
was it worth
revenue
it?
Sports.
Was it worth it?
I don't know. I wonder, like,
I feel like I don't know how think it was.
I tend to think
all of this.
I think they're pretty hypocritical up there because for years they used to say all the time whenever Ohio State won something, it's like, oh well, you guys cheated and this and that, even though there was no evidence of that. That like the biggest thing they had was Tattoogate, which compare that to any of the Michigan recent cheating scandals and insert laugh here. But now when they have their own cheating scandals, they're like, no, it was all justified and worth it. So clearly hypocrites.
But all they're gonna do is point at something we did.
Yeah.
Talk about the president.
Which one? Oh yeah. Ted Carter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well
which corrupt Ohio State president are you referring to, Tyvus?
Hard to keep it all straight, Tyvus. There's a lot of interesting characters around that place over there. We'll leave it at that. Overachiever of the week coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Not looking any better for our East Columbus drivers after a serious crash 70 westbound at Kelton Avenue. All lanes are closed. You were still not able to get through because of just the big impact and some big traffic really forming in this area, even passing 70 at 33. We now know a portion of 70 westbound is closed near 270. This is over towards the east side, closer towards places like Bryce and Reynoldsburg out there. You just can't pass through, folks. Get off 70. Not the best way to go, and take East Broad Street to head towards the city. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fans.
Common Man and Timmy are inviting select jabronis to the station for pizza. Hey, that could be you. Email goodcleanboy@gmail.com and tell us why you should be chosen.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Two men, one appendix. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
Still taking your fantasy football team names. You can tweet us those at Bone and Tyvus 971. Also, fantasy football punishments. Because I have long since said, you can punish me however you want to. I'm not even in a fantasy league. Maybe I'll get back into one this year just so I can finish last and get the punishment. If the punishment's going to be go sit at a Waffle House until you finish the waffles. Because I got news for you. Like, that's not a punishment for me. I'd gladly go to the Waffle House. I would be happy if that was my punishment. In fact, I saw a song over the weekend that inspired me. Did you see this video of the Waffle House employee who had apparently produced a rap song about the Waffle House? And they were playing it in a Waffle House for like the customers. It was just some guy who works there.
Where was this at?
I don't know. I didn't even get the name of the guy. I couldn't find it.
Was this guy? Was this Atlanta?
I have no idea where it was, but I'm going to play this for you, and you tell me if this is good or not. I think this was pretty great.
I'm going to do that in a Waffle House. I'm going to be loving in a personal life. Welcome to the Waffle House. You can get the all-star breakfast that comes with a Waffle House. Mm-hmm. Friends with toast and grits to get the hash brown with the top. Welcome to the Waffle, where we got all of the options. 24/7, 360, follow milk is popping. Man, everything else told you come to us, so we stay open. America, greatest diner, still growing, and y'all can't stop it. Yes, yes, I'm the king of the Waffle. When I'm on the grill, they call me Russell Rodney. Tell me about the taste that you crave for the day. I'm
going
to whip it up quick as you want it.
All right. What do we think?
Oh,
he
going on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I thought that was good.
It definitely got some ego.
It sounds like me. That song was produced by Quavo.
It absolutely was. I think that's, yeah. That's
a banger right there.
I will now only be referring to the Waffle House as the Waffy.
The Waffy? Yes.
I like the Waffy. That's great.
That's really good. You know what? We need that welcome to the Waffy, like, as a drop or whatever he says right at the beginning. I think that's what we need. But yeah, all right. So that's good. See that? I want fantasy football punishments that are actual punishments, because if yours is just going to be go to McDonald's and sit there for 8 hours and eat, it's like, okay,
you know what,
sign me up. I'll tell you what, I'm drafting Phil Rivers for every position. Last I heard, he could decide to come back.
JJ McCarthy, go ahead and draft
him. McCarthy's my starting quarterback. Are you kidding me? I'm ready for it. Let's go.
And now it's time to highlight someone who's better than us in every single way. Meet our overachiever of the week.
Sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air, your trusted experts in air conditioning and heating 7 days a week.
All right. I've already talked about this guy a little bit today. I'm going to bring him up again, though. My guy, Real Madrid player Jude Bellingham. So right off the bat, if you know soccer, saying a Real Madrid player, that's not an overachiever. That's a guy who clearly is achieving at the level he's supposed to. He's a fantastic player. 23 years old, playing for England. 6 World Cup games so far. They just beat Norway this weekend. 6 goals, 1 assist in the tournament. Like, all the guys who are ahead of him in assists are forwards, which means they're just living up at the top, waiting for the ball to get to them so they can go score. Mm-hmm. Like Lionel Messi, he just walks around all day. Erling Haaland, similar type of player, right? Where he just walks around. They're just waiting for the ball to get to them. Jude Bellingham is going back and clearing the ball off the line when his goalie's out of the way, and stopping balls on defense, and then setting up passes, and then running up the field, and then scoring the goals.
That's
like,
too much.
He's a box-to-box midfielder. He is a fantastic player. He's the only midfielder in all this golden boot race who's actually up there. And he may win the whole thing. He may bring a World Cup to
England.
What
team is this? England?
First time since 1966. They got to win 2 more games and play Argentina on Wednesday.
It's going to be a big... Argentina should have been lost. They got lucky.
They did. By the way, the history of, like, these two teams... So France and Spain are playing tomorrow. Those two teams hate each other. England, Argentina, go look up their history. Go Google the Falkland Islands if you need a little bit more insight on why those two teams don't like each other. Yeah, it's going to be 2 bangers for the World Cup. But Jude Bellingham, my guy, overachiever of the week.
My overachiever of the week is the Cleveland Guardians for sweeping the Marlins this past weekend. But specifically, I want to give a big shout out to Chase DeLauder, CDL, for the last... He's hit a home run in 3 of the last 4 games. Obviously, he was out for an extended time since he's been back. The band's been on fire.
Nice. Let him live. CDL means he can drive a truck. Like it. It's good. Dylan, what do you got?
Mine is former Ohio State Buckeye Kelsey Mitchell.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Saw her last night playing in that game. Fever aces.
She led the Fever with 27 points, and that's her 6th consecutive game with at least 25 points. But you know what? Caitlin Clark is the best player.
Congressional investigation for Caitlin Clark. Have a congressional investigation on why the media doesn't talk more about Kelsey Mitchell. I'm with you. That's right. Yeah, let's do that if we're going to investigate things. God. That's good. All right. So, yeah, overachiever of the week. You can always send us yours at Bone and Tyvus 971. By the way, Tyvus, you've run into this. You were just telling me a story off the air about a family member you were talking to because you guys had a WNBA game on.
Oh, yeah. So
I run into this same thing. So, you run into it. And it's,
so this
I like
happened.
How you stepped up in this moment.
This is what happened. So we get done with the pool party on Saturday. I come back to the house. My sister and her kids come back to my house, and we all sitting there, you know, chilling. So I turn on WNBA game. It was the Fire versus the Dream.
Where did the Fire play?
Portland.
Oh, that's the new one.
So anyways, so I'm sitting there and we watching it. And he goes, my nephew, he 15, he goes, you watch the WNBA? And I was like, yeah. I was like, you should watch it. It's really good. It's good basketball. He go, man, I'm not watching that. He said, I know they don't dunk. I said, see, this is your problem. I said, you need to stop saying, he said, it's trash because they don't dunk.
Oh, stop.
And I said, you being a sexist right now. You need to stop saying that because you think that they just blow layups and it's just terrible basketball. I said, if you sit here and watch this, you'll be like, look, we sitting there. I'm like, look, they hit threes. They pass the ball. They finish layups. They do exactly what the NBA do. They just don't dunk. It's actually a good product. And yeah. I was just looking at him like, hey, you part of the problem.
No,
because everybody think like this.
I want to say this as someone who absolutely, like, if you had, I don't know how old your nephew is, but like, if
he's
I were
15.
Okay, when I was that age, I would have said similar things because I was
agree.
Stupid.
Yeah.
The only women's basketball I cared about when I was that age was I was all about, like, that would, for me, that was just around the time, a few years after, when, like, Katie Smith was playing basketball at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I knew she was good. And I'd watched a couple of her games. I had seen like some of the stuff with the Columbus Quest. We had a women's basketball team here. But beyond that, I was just like, oh, that's good. Like for girls is how I would kind of phrase that. And then I was like, yeah, but it's not real basketball. That is me being a purely chauvinist teenager back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I actually started giving it a chance and watching it. And to your point, Tyvus, like, yes, there are not as many dunks.
And if there is no dunks.
If you like dunks, watch the dunk competition. That's fine. But like the rest of the actual basketball in the WNBA.
It's just basketball. They got good post players. I was watching Aaliyah Boston yesterday go to work. Her and Asia Wilson going back
and
forth.
That was a great game.
And Isabel Harrison was balling. She was had like 20 points. I'm like, hey, I don't know what y'all talking about.
It was great. Dude, you know what? This is your week. When you're sitting there going like, oh, there's nothing going on in sports. What you mean is baseball has on the All-Star break for a few days. Take some time and go flip on like a good WNBA game. We can give you some suggestions on the teams to watch. But just like in the NBA, there's games if you want to watch bad basketball, you can find that too. Because it's a pro sports league. There's good games and bad games. But that one last night with the Fever and the Aces, that was like...
The Fever smoked the Aces.
Yeah, they did on that night. But that
did
was...
Did you see Sophie Cunningham was a ring girl for UFC?
I did see that. And I was thinking to myself, don't she got a game?
Yeah, in Las Vegas. It worked out for her.
Listen, that
Fights
would be...
in Vegas, games in Vegas.
Sure. That would be a... That would probably... Yeah, it's funny. The people who usually care about that seem to really like Sophie Cunningham, so they don't care that she does that. That's fine. We've got some more of those best fantasy football names and team punishments. We'll tell you about those next. Also, a wide receiver who thinks he's better than anyone out there, at least when it comes to one position. Talk about that, too. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
An update to that crash, 70 westbound at Kelton Avenue. Because of that lingering traffic still out there, we're noticing some big backups with our traffic cams. We now notice that ramps are closed on the east side. Once again, that includes 33 towards 70 westbound. We also have that 317 South Hamilton Road ramp to 70 westbound, as well as 270 northbound ramp and that 270 southbound ramp to 70 westbound. All closed. You were not able to get through. Take East Broad Street as your alternate route. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
Grove City.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. Yesterday, Joey Cantillo struck out 9 batters in 5 innings, and the Guardians beat the Marlins 5-2 to complete a 3-game sweep of Miami over the weekend. However, down in Cincinnati, the Reds lost the Chicago Cubs 8-4. The Redlegs dropped 2 of 3 to Chicago. Both the Guards and Reds are off until Friday. The MLB All-Star Game will take place tomorrow night. And the University of Michigan's regents are expected to discuss an investigation into the culture of its athletic department on Thursday. As part of the review, a decision on the future of Athletic Director Ward Manuel is anticipated in the coming days. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit BMIFCU.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tybus looks at Bone, he sees the future.
Bald, fat, white.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
All right, more of your fantasy football teams coming up in a minute. I saw this story. Tybus is getting me caught up. Here's what happens during the break. This is what we do here. I go to Tybus and I'm like, hey, did you hear that? Like, I'm not laughing about this. I'm trying to compose myself of the differences between how the things we talk about. I go off when I'm not here and I see a little note that says, like, sadly, 71-year-old Senator Lindsey Graham has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow, that was kind of surprising. You know, that was a guy who was a very powerful figure. Whatever you thought of his politics, I'm not here to debate that. But I just telling Tybus, like, in the break, like, did you hear about that? And he goes, no, I didn't hear about that. I'm like, okay. A few minutes later, Tybus is telling me, did you hear about the Doughboy and Youngboy beef? And I'm like, I don't know. I know who NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
I know who he is now because of you.
Yeah.
I didn't know who Doughboy was, but that's another rapper.
Dude, I went to school with.
Okay. I didn't know you knew that guy.
I went to school with him. And they got beef because of Future's, like,
so let me see if I understood. Future had an album come out
on Friday.
Future and NBA Youngboy don't like each other.
Correct.
NBA Youngboy came out and said this album is trash.
Pretty
don't listen to it.
Yep.
Doughboy is on Future's label.
Correct.
And so then he felt the need to say, oh, you went against my guy. Now mm-hmm. I got to go against you.
Yes.
And so then he basically said, you're not ever in this country. Mm-hmm. Why don't you ever hang out here where we could come, like, beat you up?
Pretty much.
Come back here and we would beat you up. Yeah. And then NBA Youngboy said, if I was back in the country, because you're right, I am out of the country, but if I was there, I would beat you up.
Correct.
And so then that, good.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what's going on.
I think, actually, if I remember correctly, that is the front page story that was on the Washington Post when they showed the picture of Mitch McConnell this week, where he's definitely alive and definitely doing fine. So that ties it all together. Yeah. That was also a story that I was telling you about that you hadn't heard about. So see, we're educating each other.
That looks like, I understand the AI allegations with that.
That picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough picture.
It is.
It's definitely one that I don't know what I'm looking at now. Like, with artificial intelligence, I've had it happen to me. I've seen pictures where I'm like, well, that looks legit. And then people underneath it will be like, AI slop. And I'm like, really? And then a few minutes later, you go back and check the post, and it's like, this was flagged for AI. And I'm like,
it's crazy.
It's starting to get better. Like, I think we should go
back to the world without social media. That way we can't get tricked.
Could you imagine?
No.
How would Youngboy and Doughboy ever interact with each other? Because they're not in the same country.
Boy's in South Korea.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to beef with anybody.
Well, I just had this conversation with my niece and nephews because they was like, they was arguing with me and my sister, and they was like, y'all wouldn't be able to survive without Wi-Fi either. And I said, do you know we grew up without
We lived without it for years.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we were outside.
We played board games or go outside.
We did that.
There's a lot of stuff you could do.
I'll do it right now.
That's what I said.
I just get outside and walk around.
Outside.
I go to parks. I go to places where nature is. I go do that.
A pickup game and go hoop for sure.
That's exactly right. There you go.
Explaining to my kid that you had to just cold knock on your friend's front door.
Oh, my God.
She was like astonished.
Can Johnny come outside? Hey, how you doing, Mrs. Sanders? Can Johnny come outside?
But you know what? I'm glad I didn't live in that era. Some kid comes knocking on my door trying to play with my kid. I'll be like, go away. Why are you coming to my house?
You're saying you're glad we weren't a parent during that era. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. When I get it, when the door knocks down, I'm like,
who is it?
That's still happens
why are
to
you
me.
Here?
I got a neighbor like couple houses down. She come knock on the door. Can the girls come outside?
You know what? We did have that for a little bit, but then like that family that used to do that moved away, and we love those kids and we were glad that they came over. But then since they've moved away, no one does that. So when I get a knock on the door, it's 9 times out of 10, it's a salesman. And they do the whole like, how's it going?
You ain't there.
Oh, no. I can't.
Shut the blind. Shut the blind and peek out the blind.
I got a 6-year-old who just is like, someone's here. Yay. She runs through the house and then she's like, hello, come on in. I'm like, no, don't. And so then I have to like, hi. And I had a guy it was a few days ago, but he came to the house wanting to sell like pest control. And he's like, hey, you know Martha up the street? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, well, you know Kevin across? And I'm like, nope. And I'm like, sorry, I don't know my neighbors. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. I know a couple of them. But
it's safe to say he didn't.
He was trying to like, well, I'm just doing their house. And I'll tell you what, it says here I can do it for $350, but if you come over to my house right now, bang, I'll knock $100. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not interested.
No.
I said, give me your card and I'll call you if I need you. And he's like, oh. And they just like instant shut, like when they know that they've lost you, the instant shutdown, I'm just like, okay, I got to go. And then he got his little, like, he had a little scooter thing he was riding around with like no handle. It's like a Segway with no handles. You ever seen these things? It's like, you know, like the Segways that you used to stand on and they drive them around?
Yeah.
It has no handlebar.
The hoverboard.
He just hops on a hoverboard and then goes to the next house. And I'm like, you can't walk over the whatever.
Things took over when I was in college.
Whatever.
Yeah, so, that's fine. One time it wasn't a salesperson per se. It was one of those people that tried to get you to change your like electric company.
Yeah.
And they were trying to talk to me and Gianna's in the back and I'm like,
it's a monopoly.
I'm really distracted right now with my kid. I'm like home alone with her. And there's like, oh, can we come back later? When's her mother coming back? And I'm like, she's never coming back. Close to me.
Yeah, why are you getting personal information out of me? Like, when's your mother coming back? What's your social security number? What time is the house empty? They're called the wet bandits. Like, what are you doing? You're trying to case the neighborhood?
I saw
AEP Home Alone as a kid. I don't trust anybody comes to the door.
Don't AEP, like, run all of Columbus?
No, but then you can pick companies like NRG that'll try to get you to... it's a whole thing, Tyvus.
That's right. So, apparently... Stephon Diggs is saying that he's the guy for your football team. So he is a free agent as of right now. He apparently training camp coming up. He said that if you go look around, this is his quote, my opinion, I can compete with anybody at the wide receiver position. He then said, but take those top wide receivers as your number ones, right? You can't name a number two better than me. Yes, I can.
I can too.
Yeah. T. Higgins.
Yes,
T. Higgins.
I'll take
Higgins. George Pickens.
Yep. I'd take those
guys
over Stephon.
One is not the number one in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Davante Adams.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. Like the argument falls apart. He also said there's only like seven number ones, which just by default is not true because there's 32 number one receivers technically.
Well,
and you're not
Browns
any of those guys.
Well, the Browns do not. Yes. Harold Fannin.
Yeah, that's
Harold Fannin Jr. Bang.
Hey, wow, that's KC Concepcion erasure right there. He's going to be the number one.
Well, we don't know yet.
He's going to be the guy.
I don't know everybody on the Denzel Boston train.
Oh, well, maybe
they say he's like Mike Evans.
What a problem to have. Mm. Two number ones drafted in the same year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They got Zay Flowers and Mike Evans in the same draft.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they saying.
So speaking of Zay Flowers, it reminded me more of these draft names. Here are some of the ones now. Some of these were suggested by listeners. Some of these are ones that I found. This one is Nakua Matata. Do we like that one?
Nakua Matata. I see what they did there.
That's fine.
It's okay.
Bay Area Power Station. I don't know if you want to name your fantasy team that because then it means their knees are just going to explode and all their soft tissue is going to deteriorate. The Sedona Rendezvous.
That's messed up.
That's messed up.
Well, along the same lines, they have Rossini Rollin. They Hayton.
Yeah, that's I like that one.
Penix Envy. Dak in Goff. You have to say it quickly. If I say it quickly, I'll get in trouble. FF Saquon, which is like, it'd be FFS if it were an abbreviation, but. For F. Saquon is what I'm trying. Yeah. Okay. This one also, I can't read it quickly. Goff, dot, dot, dot. Other words go here. And then the rest of it is uck yourself. No?
Okay. Mm.
Like a good neighbors. Malik Neighbors. K-pop Travis Hunters. No? We're done with that one. Teenage Mutant Ninjigba Turtles. I'm sorry. That's tough to do. Or I'm sorry, Smith Jackson. Either one of those.
I like that one.
and finally, Josh Darnett, which I kind of like that for Josh Allen. That's not too. Or if your name's Josh, you could just do Josh.
Did I tell
Darnett.
You what the punishment for the Cleveland show was when you
no.
when we came? Well, I didn't come in last place, but if you came in last place, our first year, you had to do a 5-minute comedy skit or skit.
Oh, did it go better than what that just was? Because that would have been nice if it actually was. It's probably not. To infinity and Bijan. No? Okay. Fine. Are you crazy? No. Brandon Ayuk, little Brandon Ayuk.
He is crazy.
He is crazy. One Major League Baseball pitcher says he doesn't want to be an all-star this year. We'll explain why next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning to you. The roads and the commutes is looking really messy still for our Eastside Columbus drivers. That's after a crash closer to downtown. All lanes are still blocked, 70 westbound at Kelton Avenue. So from Kelton Avenue to 70 and 270 on the east side, it is completely blocked off. You're not able to get through. We have major ramps that are closed as well, including that 270 southbound ramp and that 270 northbound ramp to 70 westbound. You are not able to pass by. Instead, use that detour, taking East Broad Street to head towards the city to avoid all that traffic. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your family.
Common Man and Timmy.
You're eating a thorax. I hear that's the most delicious and crunchy part.
The thorax?
Save the thorax for me, Clark.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan. It's sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We have a sunny start to the day, and that mostly sunny sky does continue into the afternoon. There's a very, very small chance of a passing shower later on today. Otherwise, plan on highs in the upper 80s to around 90. For tomorrow, warmer yet, lower 90s for a high with a heat index in the mid-90s under a mainly sunny sky. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
An encyclopedic knowledge of sports and other random things you may or may not care about.
I think I found my mentor.
Rockman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan. If it's 4:30 in the morning and you see a ginger version of Dom DeLuise speeding down 33, don't panic. It's just T-Bone.
We are driving. We are driving.
We like driving. We like driving.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
We are eating.
We are eating.
If you like what you hear in the car, it don't have to stop there. When you get home, if you tell your smart speaker to play 97.1 The Fan, boom, it'll pull it right up and you can watch us on the TV or watch us or listen to us at home. So make sure you tune in.
Yeah, there you go. Also, don't forget this week, best week in sports radio, in my opinion. A lot of people get all bummed out this time of year because they're like, oh, there's no sports, nothing to talk about. What they mean is like Major League Baseball is going on a 4-day break. And a lot of the shows that do that, I mean, I guess if you're in like New York and you talk Yankees and Mets all day, God help you. But like, if I guess those people are probably like, oh, we're going to have less to talk about. But like, I don't know, Tyvus, how many segments have you and I done combined in our time together over a year where it's been like, hey, here's a detailed breakdown of both the Reds and the Guardians and also some other deep Major League Baseball discussion over the last like 14 months, whatever it's been.
O-H-I-O. Zero.
Yeah. So,
who's here?
I'm just saying. Now, I would say probably last September, when the Guardians were like fighting their way back, we would be like, oh, that's cool, and update you a little bit each day on that. But
wait, didn't Dylan say that the Guardians will win the division?
Uh-huh. Said in July when they were water.
See? So
Did you say, you said that when they were winning, you said, no, they're going to lose. And then when they lost, yeah, when they were losing, you said that they're going to win.
So I was on the train when they were at their lowest. And then when they made the playoffs, I was like, oh, they're losing this game.
That's what happened.
That's good. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Reds just continue to be, you know, an abomination of baseball, which sucks because they had some promise.
So good.
They had some promise last year too, and then everyone thought maybe this year if they could just, you know, get some help from their front office. Their GM Nick Kroll is—they
came crash,
not getting the job done. No, they have been bad. But either way, the point is, so I guess if you're looking for a lot of baseball discussion, I don't think we're the show that you were listening to anyway. But there isn't a lot going on in the sports news world, so we will find other things to do the rest of the week. We've got a Hot Take Tuesday coming up on Tuesday.
You got to figure out who you're picking for the home run derby.
Oh, yeah. We could do. We'll see. There we go.
Tyvus, who'd you gamble wagers
on that? Yeah. Did you place a wager on that?
No, it ain't happened. It ain't. We don't even know when it is.
Is it tonight? Today, I'm assuming.
Because tomorrow
the All-Star game? Still playing today.
No. No. The break was so yesterday.
Yeah, that is right.
We don't even know when it starts. But I just know.
Today. Yeah. Today.
There you go. Home run derby. And isn't it on Netflix or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me Kyle Schwarber.
He's playing at home, essentially. It's at Philly's ballpark.
Oh, there you go. See, I knew that. Yeah. Anyway, Tuesday is Hot Take Tuesday. Wednesday, you're going to write our production. Help us out with making new intros for the show. Thursday is the Haters Bowl, kicking people out of the Hall of Fame. And, you know, any other hate you want to throw out, too. But specifically, we're kicking people out of the Hall of Fame on Thursday.
I have a feeling Caitlin Clark will be mentioned.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Friday, there's a special little, it's not a wild card. That'd be Wild Card Wednesday. That's a different thing. Special little show planned for Friday. We'll talk about later in the week. So, all that to come. However, we will do a little baseball here, and it's about the All-Star game. Did you see Zach Wheeler, Phillies ace? Like you said, the game is in Philadelphia. He got left off the initial All-Star balloting. He did not make it as one of their, you know, pitchers that was selected through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of, you know, the fact that they don't just let that be the only vote, they add players in afterwards. He was going to be an injury replacement. So he was told, apparently by Major League Baseball, hey, we would like to invite you to be a part of the All-Star game. You can replace an injured player. I forget who it was. He said, apparently, I'm not going to be the fifth option. You can take that and shove it.
Said, go to hell.
He did. He said, they disrespected me, so I'm not just going to participate in that thing. So he is 10-1 this year. We talked about him last week when he had, was it 14 strikeouts of the Reds?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, tough for the Reds, but for him, that was pretty great. His ERA's improved to 2.14 over 15 starts this season. And he's got 108 strikeouts and 93 innings pitched so far this year. Dealing. Having a great year. Didn't get voted in. Didn't get selected.
What do you got to do?
No, I don't know. I'm looking at that going, there must be, I mean, I get that, like, in the National League, you got this guy, Shohei Ohtani, who I don't know how he gets picked. He gets picked for everything, but, like, does he count against your pitching staff? Can you just put him on there?
I don't even know.
That's a good question. Like, I'm saying, I get that he's going to take a spot. I'm sure there's a few other guys that are going to. Admittedly, not the biggest baseball fan, but that seems like a no-brainer that he would be a part of the All-Star festivities. He is not. He said he doesn't want the invite. If you're just going to invite me late after as a secondary option, no thanks.
Did you say who was in over him?
No, because I don't care. No, if you know who it is, we can debate it. I'll say, yeah, Tyvus, whatever you think. It sounds good. That guy's awesome.
It's certain pitchers where it's like, yeah, I mean.
All right, let's look it up.
Jacob Mazurowski is one of them.
Oh, yeah, it's a dude from the Brewers who throws like a billion miles an hour. Right, yeah.
Chase Burns, I think, is one of them.
Hey, there you go.
Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, that's nice. Of course, he deserves to be in. Oh, Chris Sale
is a dog.
Just on levels of insanity, though, I wouldn't let him in. He's crazy. That guy is absolutely nuts. I wouldn't put Chris Sale in. Take him out.
Yeah.
There you go, Zach Wheeler.
Who didn't they announce the starter? Who the starter? Sanchez?
Nah, I don't know, Tyvus. We don't know.
This is good.
We don't know anything about the All-Star game. Stop asking
Sanchez
questions.
Versus Dylan Cease.
I'm going to give you a brief heads up here.
Sanchez versus Dylan Cease.
I'm going to give you a brief heads up. I put the sheet together last night. You could have looked at it any time between last night and right now and developed these questions in your head and then looked it up in a commercial break like, hey.
I know it is. It's Sanchez and Cease. Christopher Sanchez from the Philly and Dylan Cease of the Blue Jays.
Okay. I also like how you said Blue Jays there. Can you say it that way again?
Blue Jays?
No, you said Blue Jays. I like that. Is that the one you hit with your car? Was it a Blue Jay? On your way back from Dom Tabari's retirement party, which I didn't get invited to.
It's Dom's fault. If I never would have went to the party, I never would have
hit. How is it his fault?
Because if I never would have went to the party, that would have never hit the bird hit
to
me.
To be fair, I mean, it's the same thing people are throwing in my face when I said, you know, I was mad that I didn't get invited to Dom's retirement party despite knowing him for all these years. The response I got was he didn't invite anybody because it was a surprise party, which is a fair point. To that point, though, that's the problem is you can't blame him for this because he didn't invite you either. Someone else did. Whoever was in charge of the invites invited you. So that's who you need to be blaming for hitting the bird if you're going to pass the buck from yourself.
Real quick, did you see over the weekend that Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero got into a fight?
I was going to bring this up to you and forgot about it.
Did
just
you
now.
See that Draymond Green came out and talked about it?
No. So
he challenges
where was this? What happened
in Vegas?
Okay, so they're in the summer league.
Yes. I guess, yeah. Yep. So Draymond Green.
Know, did it actually happen?
Nobody like, knows. They say it did, but you know, I think they asked Tyler Hero about it, like did an interview, and he said he didn't want to talk about it.
Well, was his face, did it have like he a giant like, wound on it or something?
They said it was a small mark under his eye.
I mean, that's I would think if Bam Adebayo hits you in the face, I guess if he just doesn't hit you cleanly, but right. if he gets a good punch in, that seems like that would leave some, any NBA player like, there's a lot of big, strong dudes in the NBA. It seems like if they punch you, it'd be bad. Well,
the funniest part is that Draymond Green is challenging the Heat's culture, so which now has sparked up Udonis Haslam has now responded to Draymond Green.
Draymond Green, you can't have anything to say about punching teammates in the face. You literally caved in Jordan Poole's face, did he not?
And they're also, wrong? They're also not teammates anymore. Tyler Hero plays for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, well, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that's right. He was a part of the Giannis.
I was saying, okay, they were teammates at one time.
Yes.
But that's, yes, like Draymond did this when the guy was a current teammate. And then you caused your franchise to have to give him a gigantic contract they may or may not have wanted to do. But they felt like they had to do something because you caved his face in and they weren't trading him away.
Also,
so.
I've seen this all over Twitter. Punches landed in Vegas over the weekend. Bam Adebayo 1, Conor McGregor 0.
That's tough. That is true. That is true. Do we buy the conspiracy theory that Conor McGregor was hurt the whole time and just had to cash that paycheck and then got out there?
I think if you know going in that you have a torn ACL, you're not out here just throwing two leg kicks to start
Why
the
not?
Fight.
Maybe that's the you way to go. Just to be like, look at how bad it is. And then he goes out immediately and it's like, yep, see, I can't go. Because he knew it would happen at some point in the fight. So why not just get it out of the way? Maybe that's it. That's the conspiracy theory.
Everybody agreed, though, exactly what he'd be doing.
It is, yeah, you're right.
Hilarious.
You're right. He did that on purpose so everyone will. You're right. He's a troll. That's why did I even feed the trolls? You don't want to do that.
Oh, my goodness, because he really got Udonis Haslam putting posts out talking about why he did what he did with Jimmy Butler.
Wait, what did Udonis Haslam do with Jimmy Butler?
So Jimmy Butler, when he got to the Heat, basically they did like they called like a timeout and Spo was going over to play and he basically like cussed Spo out. Like
who did?
Jimmy Butler.
Did.
Essentially cussed Spo out in front of everybody.
Okay.
And Udonis Haslam was like, nah, we don't do that here. So he got into it with Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
So Draymond Green was basically saying like, he was like, when I got into it with Jordan Poole, Udonis Haslam was the first person to come out and say, you shouldn't do your young guys like that. He said, I want to know what he got to say about two guys that was raised under Udonis Haslam. So Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo fighting, all of that. So.
Is this also Draymond, though? Is it a little bit of a jilted lover situation where he made the impartations to LeBron and LeBron did not choose the Warriors? And if he does choose the Heat, maybe this is Draymond already knowing where he's going? Maybe that's bit of that situation.
Like, Draymond act like he kind of made it seem like the decision was made, but he kind of said
now we've got lots of people joking about that, saying that it's made, but I guess we'll just all have to wait till LeBron decides to tell us all. All right, 2 minutes away, the breakdown with Joshua Perry. That's next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Right now, the left shoulder is blocked on 670. It's that westbound direction as you head downtown and just past Airport Road out there. We also have some slowdowns really developing on the north side of Columbus, just south of Westerville. We're talking 270 in that westbound direction, right over by State Route 3. We also have 71 northbound, pretty slow moving over by Greenlawn Avenue, as well as 70 in that eastbound direction over by Wilson. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Builders.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. The Buckeyes, the Big Ten, and the rest of college football. We tackle it all in the breakdown with Joshua Perry.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at TheRoofingGuys.com.
Joshua Perry joining us, the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Before we get into football discussion, JP, little birdie tells me, and by little birdie, I mean the one that Tyvus hit with his car, that you and Tyvus Powell went out to eat over the weekend, and I heard it was a special location.
It was. We did the Waffle House. So I know last week, Tyvus was like, man, I haven't been to the Waffle House in a decade, which I think is a prime. So we had to set up the little meeting over there. It was great. Three tables worth of people, which was awesome. I had the Texas sausage, egg, and cheese melt with the double hash brown, a little bacon, and then a waffle. I'm not sure how Tyvus approached it, but my philosophy is, and I know this wasn't Tyvus's cheat day. He tries to claim to stick to the diet. I'm not exactly sure because I watched him eat a slice of pizza at the birthday party the day before. It's neither here nor there.
One slice.
I'm not sure.
Everybody knows the rules for his meal,
but calories do not count within the walls of a Waffle House. So whatever he ate, I'm here for it.
That is scientifically accurate.
No, it's not. First of all,
what did you get, by the way, Tyvus?
So this is what I got. I got the All-Star breakfast, which comes with a waffle, eggs. I got grits, sausage, and toast.
This is a good plate right here.
Okay.
Sounds delicious.
I didn't touch the toast. I don't even know why they put that there. That was not. I gave that right to Lay. Lay was sitting next to me. I handed it right to Lay. She loved it.
Fine.
I had half of the eggs.
Half.
I had.
There's protein in there.
A third of the grits.
Okay.
I had two sausage patties. I ate one, and I had about 3/4 of a waffle.
My 7-year-old can eat a whole All-Star.
I was full. I couldn't finish it.
It was too much.
But my wife enjoyed it all, and she's like, oh, yeah, we definitely got to go back. I'm more with Joshua's wife, Maddie. We're going to go to First Watch next.
Okay.
Eat healthier options.
First Watch is terrible. Who wants to eat bird seed for breakfast? That sounds like a horrible idea.
Get you some egg white delights.
Yeah, that's what you need to do is grind it up, mix it with flour, put it into a batter, and then make that into a waffle. That's the way I'll eat the bird seed. I'm with you on that. So, Joshua, let's do a little football discussion here. I saw over the weekend that ESPN put out their FPI rating, which, of course, I follow the Football Power Index as much as anyone. I like it when it says Ohio State's number one, and that's what it says right now. Gave the Buckeyes a score of 28.7. They ranked ahead of Texas, Notre Dame, Oregon, and Georgia. I mean, it's analytics, but do we feel pretty strongly that Ohio State's roster and all the measurables before the season line them up to be the best positioned college football team to go get a championship next year?
I mean, it feels like if they're not the best, they're certainly in the top three or four. Right. I mean, you've got Julian Sand coming back, who was in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. And I feel like the offseason with him and how he's being evaluated and all these quarterback rankings, I feel like is a little bit ridiculous. Like, people act like he didn't have one of the most efficient seasons that we've ever seen from a college football quarterback. But you start there. You've got Jeremiah, who is the single best player in college football. An offensive line that's returning a lot of experience. Now, those guys have to make the improvements, no doubt. But one of the biggest indicators of a good offensive line is having veteran guys around, which they have. Two running backs that were hurt in the spring, but I think those guys will prove their worth. And then you flip it over to defense. Like, the question isn't talent there. The question is a lack of experience. But I think those guys will be able to show exactly why they're players that would fit into an Ohio State defense. Here's the reality of the situation. Schedule is going to be tough. I know people talk about that, but the expectation is the expectation. It's going to be what do they look like in week two? I think that's going to drive a lot of narratives of what people think. And like, it's a long season. So, right, want to win it, should go down there, have your best performance, but they're not going to be out of it if they don't. I think that's kind of going to be the litmus test for a lot of people who are looking at them and how they stack up nationally. Because, as you mentioned, Texas is going to be right there as a talented roster, a team that people think can make a run to a championship. But if you just look at the raw inputs, you look at the players, you look at the coaching staff, which I'm not exactly sure that Ryan Day gets enough credit for the way that he's staffed recently, bringing in two coordinators that have NFL head coaching experience, I think is ridiculous. And then having a special teams coordinator in the building again, I think, is really helpful. Bringing back former players, right? Like, guys who know what it's like to be here. I think when you look at everything in totality, it's hard to avoid the idea that Ohio State is positioned to be able to make a run at a championship once again.
Talking to Joshua Perry on the Bryan Heating and Cooling System Fan Guest Hotline. Josh, Obviously, the hot news of late last night was that Ward Manuel would be out at the team up north. Now, they come out and then say that it's an investigation that has to be done. We'll know something by Thursday. Do you think he survives? Should he survive?
So, from folks that I've spoken to, it feels like he's going to be out. Like, this meeting that the board is having is basically to fire him. I don't know what's in the findings of the investigation, the report by the law firm. I know it took entirely too long for them to synthesize a report, and a lot of people were bothered by that. There's also some strife, not only within the athletic department, but the board of trustees and kind of the leadership up there. So that's a whole different conversation. They're going through a lot of things. I think the Ward Manuel conversation is so interesting because it feels pretty obvious after Juwan Howard and some of the missteps there, after Jim Harbaugh and like the whole cheating thing, but then how messy it was between Jim and Ward when they had a good relationship that went south. And then you have Dusty May, who's like, I'm out of here. And from what I've heard, part of that is because the investigation was taking too long and he just didn't have confidence in where things were going moving forward. It's interesting because through all of that and like the obvious idea that he's probably a little bit over his skis, they won a championship in football and they won a championship in basketball. And I think spinning this forward, the thing to me that stands out is if they get an athletic director that's actually worth a damn, like it becomes a little bit scary because they did this with a guy who people felt was incompetent for years now running their athletic department. So I'm not exactly sure he survives. And by the way, like part of the Sharon Moore, Paige Shriver thing was that this was a little bit of an open secret and maybe she had told some people about this. Maybe people knew. If he knew at all and they just didn't do anything or they like kind of pretended to do something, it's going to be pretty obvious that he would be out. And I think that's what they were looking for. But yeah, I'll be curious to see where they go from here. I think one of the biggest mistakes with all this was actually waiting for the investigation to happen. I think if you're the University of Michigan and you're lacking confidence in your athletic director to the point where you want to investigate, you should probably just fire him and pay the buyout anyway. Because now you're sitting here in the middle of July and you're going to be looking for leadership as you're heading into the football season with a new coach. I think it's a weird spot for them.
One quick football-related question. Which one's the better matchup? Spain versus France or England versus Argentina in the football the next couple of days? Which one you like so far? Which one's going to be the better game?
Don't ask me that. Don't ask me that.
That's the Football International Federation.
Josh,
whatever A stands for, I forget.
Josh, if the bird hits me, am I wrong or is the bird wrong?
What kind of bird is it?
I don't know.
Like if we're talking about like, you
who
know,
who stays and examines the scene? You got to get out. You got to get out of there.
If we're talking about like a Cooper Hawk or like a special kind of bird, it's definitely your fault. If we're talking about like a run of the mill bird here, then, you know, I mean, like it's like coaches. They Josh, get hired to get fired. Like these birds, you know, they hatch to
the bird flew the into side. Me though.
I think
I don't know. I've seen you drive before, Tyvus. I think you might have did a little swerve into it. I don't know if I'm buying this story here.
Saw the bird and was like, you know what? Today's your day. Just a little turn to left to center. That's fine. Take care of the bird.
I know where the fish is going to get mad. Tyvus, we have to tell a story here, and maybe we'll save this one for next week, but Tyvus and I were together on Friday, and we watched a little rerun of the 2015 Ohio State-Penn State game. Eli Apple managed to screw both of us in the same play.
It was terrible.
All right. Here's what we'll do.
It was terrible.
I think we save this for next week. And then we have a whole build up for that. I think that's the way we have to do it because now we're too late to do it right here. But Joshua, thank you for dropping in. We appreciate it. As always, we'll talk to you next week and we'll find out about what happened there.
All right. Take care, guys.
There you go. Joshua Perry on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Yeah, he's right. Fish will yell at us if we keep going much longer.
Number one on the board.
We need to go watch. Now I need to go watch that game. I want to see it. I want to see it. All right. We will hit the buzzer next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
A major portion of 70 westbound still closed after a serious crash over on the east side. From Kelton Avenue all the way towards that 70 and 270 interchange, once again, over on the east side, you were not able to enter this portion of the interstate. Once again, all lanes completely closed out there. We also have some major ramps that are closed in this area, including that 270 southbound and that 270 northbound ramp to 70 westbound. Folks, get off 70. Not the way to go for this Monday. Take East Broad Street instead. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
I don't know.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Tybus Powell is a legendary Buckeye. T-Bone loves to eat Buckeyes. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Ryan Baker is taking the week off. Shame on him. So filling in for him to make Bo and Reeser look good, Isaiah Jacob. How goes you?
I'm doing fantastic this morning.
How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. I just wrapped up. I'm a little bit tired today.
Okay.
I wrapped up my bachelor party over this weekend.
Ooh.
So I got back yesterday morning, and I think I slept for 19 of the 24 hours. It was Sunday.
That sounds, you see, Isaiah, I got to ask you about that, because for people that don't know, Fan Sports Sunday is normally me, Cole Bartemus, and Isaiah Jacob. So you weren't there yesterday. You were catching strays.
Of course
from
I
your
was.
Fill-in. He was saying that...
Who was filling in for you?
Big Mo.
Oh,
Big
right.
Big Mo. Yeah, yes.
He was saying that you may be starting your relationship with no trust because you decided to go with the joint bachelor-bachelorette.
Is that what happened?
And I would like to hear your response.
See, there's trust in the relationship. And Maddie Ice has pressed me about this as well, because he said, whose idea was the joint bachelor-bachelorette party?
That's a great question.
And I said, it was kind of both of ours ideas.
Okay. All right.
Mainly my fiance's idea, but I also was okay with the conjoined party.
Okay.
And it all worked right out.
All right. See, I just wanted to get your response. That's all.
Listen, I get it. Look, now, when you all got to the strip club, how did that go? Once,
with men and women there, yes, it was way right. more fun. Yeah,
that's good. That's right. I picture Chris Farley in the sketch that he was doing where it's him and Patrick Swayze. This is all before your time, but yeah, that's fine. So you had a good time, though?
It was a blast. Doing? We did a boat day on Friday, so we all went out, and we almost, I think after we finished the boat day, there was a couple of us on Friday that were ready to go home after that. They overdid it on the boat.
Oh, that's a problem.
Which, when it's the very first thing you're doing, it was kind of bad planning on my part, because the boat day almost, it could ruin the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't handle it the right way. The majority of us did. On Saturday, we went to a pool bar.
Okay.
That all day Saturday.
I didn't get the experience. Did you have a bachelor party?
You know, I'm trying to think. I got married so early, and I was super religious at the time. So if we did, I don't think we did, because I think half my buddies that were in my wedding were like from other places.
Well, I never had a wedding, so therefore I didn't have a bachelor's party.
You guys went to the courthouse, right?
I would have had a magician come through.
A magician?
Yeah.
What is this?
I wanted a magic. Why? I wanted a magic show.
This isn't yeah.
I mean, they have clubs for that.
The magic show.
I mean, I know what you're saying. I've been there.
Everybody would have been mad at me.
Watch me make this disappear. I've been there. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that
show. Not the strip club. No,
No. It's a magic show.
You know what's... See, I like magicians. I could watch like the illusionists, you know, the people who do all the sleight of hand.
I follow
all that
a
stuff.
Guy on Instagram that do all that, and they like teach you how to do the tricks.
Oh, see, no, I don't need that. I just fake me out. I'm fine. I like being lied to. I know that's the gimmick
being
going
lied
in.
To.
Yeah, that's fine. But what I don't like is when I was in high school, I went to a Christian school, and they didn't allow dancing. Dancing was not allowed. So for our prom, my senior year, we went down to Cincinnati. We went to a riverboat where we had dinner, and they took us out like on a river cruise of the Ohio River, which is known for its scenic beauty. And then they had a Christian magician come out, and that was our senior prom. That was what we had for entertainment. Was
did you magician? Did you have fun?
No.
Everybody wanted to dance.
Because the guy would bring out the rabbit, and he was like, but you know, the rabbit, he'd be like, yay, the rabbit appears, and then he's like, disappears, and he's like, now, the rabbit is not the reason for Easter. And we were just like, okay, like, we don't need to do that. We got it. Yeah,
you weren't even allowed to.
It's just like, come on.
You weren't even allowed
to. Like, it had to be a message in the actual moment, and I'm like, I don't need that.
You weren't even allowed to dance to the 90s version of, like, Forrest Frank. That wasn't allowed.
See, now, I know, Isaiah, we could come up with much better Christian songs.
Yes.
We used to work slow together. Dance.
No, there was no dancing at all. You couldn't touch anybody. No touching.
It's like Footloose.
No, I'm not kidding you. That was the whole religious experience at our school. It was very, like, there will be no dancing.
I get the bumping and grinding, but, like, a slow dance?
No, dancing was forbidden. Wow. So we just didn't do it.
I like how Tyvus was like, I want to have a bachelor party, but I would want tricks and magic.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Okay, yeah, just go down to Atlanta, buddy.
Magic City, get the wings. Yeah. Great wing spot, I've heard. That's what you do. All right, so Isaiah, what do you guys have coming on the show today?
We have awesome awards coming on today, but the really big thing is we're starting the 20 most interesting college football programs
today.
So we're hitting that all this week and into the college football season. It'll be a great show.
Perfect. There you go. It's all coming up 9 to noon. Right here on the Fan. What? That's who? On the Fan with Bishop and Friend.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right. Question for everyone. Have any of you watched Ted Lasso?
Yes.
No.
Fans.
No. Okay. For those of
you, I know what it is.
Okay, you know what it is, Tyvus. Yep. You know what it is, Isaiah. All right, Dylan, you've watched it.
Yes.
Do you know who the man Danny Rojas is?
Yeah.
Football is life. Football is life.
Yes.
That's his phrase. So Danny Rojas was played by a guy. This character, his whole thing is he comes in and he's just super happy. You know, at least in the early seasons, super happy. He's football is life. Like, that's what he says all the time, right? His real name is Christo Fernandez. This actor, he played soccer in his earlier years and then, you know, kind of fizzled out with the soccer career, got into acting, ended up being on Ted Lasso, was a huge hit. Now, not long since that has ended, I guess a few years ago, he's now gotten back into playing soccer. Christo Fernandez played for El Paso Locomotive in the USL, which is an American soccer league, a lower division league, made his debut over the weekend. He actually went out and played.
How'd he do?
They said he was subbed on in the 79th minute of the El Paso USL Cup match against New Mexico United. It says he picked up a yellow card in his run out for a 2-0 defeat for Locomotive. So he obviously didn't score, but did get a yellow card. But he was out there playing around, so let him live.
Good for you. How old is he?
I was trying to think, because they said, I mean, he was in his 20s when he retired, and that's been a while ago, so...
You're telling me I should come out of retirement.
Tyvus, this is you written all over it.
What it's saying.
Next year.
Local radio host goes to the...
Columbus Aviators.
There we go.
Let's start there.
Tail Cardio, put me on.
His first game, he gets a face mask.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. He just gets one face mask.
Exactly right.
Or a targeting penalty.
Yeah.
Well, pay the fine.
Perfect. Tomorrow here, Hot Take Tuesday. Next, it's Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon. We will see you tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, besides that pretty serious crash on 70 westbound at Kelton Avenue, where all lanes are still blocked this morning, we also have some slowdowns really developing throughout different parts of the metro. Of course, we're talking 71 in that northbound direction at Greenlawn Avenue. We also have a portion of 270 in that westbound direction on the north side, really just south of Westerville, getting pretty busy by 71, as well as both directions on 23, just passing that 270 split. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Traffic.